Join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Omaha Steaks. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to 2023. This is our first show of the new year. We are looking forward to the days and weeks ahead and helping you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got questions, if you've got plans for the new year, if you're going to do a reno, you're going to pick up a decor project, maybe you're going to finally fix something that's not working right inside your house, we would love to help. Reach out and help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions online at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Coming up today, we've got snowstorm survival tips to help when it comes time to digging out of the white stuff.
And if you wake up in the morning with a dry, parched throat, a humidifier can help make you a lot more comfortable. We're going to highlight options to help you choose the best one for your home.
And power outages happen a lot in the winter, especially with all of those winter winds and the ice storms. Don't get caught in the dark without a plan. We're going to give you a blackout survival tip list just ahead.
But first, what's your home reno plan for 2023? You got a project or two maybe in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, decor, whatever it is, we'd love to help.
So let's get to it. That number again is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Mississippi, where we've got Donna on the line, dealing with a worn-out driveway. What are you looking to do?
My driveway is partly crumbled, partly scored, partly rusted on. Can you put a blacktop surface on top of a concrete surface and have it hold up?
Hey, Donna, so I can definitely see how that might seem to make some sense, putting blacktop over concrete, but it really is not going to work because the way you build either a driveway made of concrete or a driveway made of blacktop is entirely different. So you can't mix the two. So you're going to have to, if you want to go blacktop, you have to take out the driveway that's there, and then you have to put in the right layers because blacktop driveways are made up over layers, and they're usually at least 5 or 6 inches thick by the time you're done. But they put in different layers. They start with a stone base, then they roll that stone base with a tool that packs it down really, really tightly. It's almost as tight as hard as a robe when the stone base is down.
Wait, you forgot the part where they wait 4 weeks because they want it to settle. And then you drive
well,
on it.
Yeah, but I've never had that. When I've done driveways, we've always rolled them and then put the blacktop on all in one time.
And our contractor made us wait 4 weeks minimum so that it's settled and it gets rain, you drive on it.
I have to say that anybody that makes you wait all the time is not doing a really good job on the base, because if you put the base in right, you shouldn't have any of that happening.
I mean, it was super firm, but that was their thing.
Well, maybe that's their thing. But that's not what I did, and I don't think you necessarily have to do that as a matter of course. The driveway, the asphalt itself, I was starting to say, there's different grades of it. So you want to get one that's about a medium grade, because if you try to get one that's too smooth, it's not very strong. And the medium grade has bigger pebbles in it, and it locks together very, very nicely and lasts a long time. So you can't put it on top of the concrete. You have to take the old concrete off or out and start again from scratch.
And I will say, switching from concrete to the blacktop, it's gorgeous. What a big difference it made. It just made the house look sharp. I love it.
Yeah, and I should also mention that the concrete is not in horrible shape. It could be resurfaced. There's a product called Recap that Quikrete makes that is designed specifically for that. You could add a layer of this Recap product on top of the old concrete and give it a fresh new surface. So that's another option for you as well.
We've got AJ on the line, who's dealing with a newish house, about 9 years old, and it seems to be getting a lot of movement and some cracks are forming. What's going on?
There are now some cracks starting to show up in a few places, and the front door is jammed. It does not open, and various places, the large screws and nails are starting to show up on the wall. I have a feeling that the house is shifting. I don't know why, because it's only 9 years old, and I was wondering if you have seen or heard anything like that and what you might be able to recommend to me.
So AJ, the fact that you've been there for 9 years, I presume it's you that have been in the house for 9 years and are seeing this now, means there may be something new happening that's causing this kind of movement. Certainly a door that sticks, a door that needs to be adjusted from season to season, not unusual. But if it's all happening at the same time, then I think it warrants deeper investigation. The fact that you've got walls that have nail pops, very, very common, even some cracks around openings, around where there's intersections of walls and ceilings and that sort of stuff, also very common. But again, since it's happening all at the same time, I think the best way to get into this and find out if there's something to be concerned of is for you to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of the house, of these areas, and give an opinion as to whether or not this is an active problem or not, or hire a structural engineer to do the same thing. That's the first question, is it active or is it just normal expansion and contraction? The other thing I would say to look out for is whether or not there's been some change, especially with respect to drainage around the house. Sometimes when you get a lot of water that accumulates around a foundation perimeter, even from something as simple as a perennially blocked gutter, that water gets under the foundation and allows some shifting to occur because the wet soil gives way and lets the building move more than it would if it was dry. That could be a contributing cause. But if it's nothing obvious like that, I would definitely call a professional, get it evaluated so that you'll know what to do. I can't really speculate today beyond that, but those are the typical reasons that these problems develop.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Happy New Year, you guys. Welcome to the program. Coming up this hour, snowy climate, but no garage to keep your car in? Well, that's all right. We've got some tips on how you can park your car ahead of a storm to keep that snow removal quick and easy. So stick around. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter.
Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Happy New Year, everybody. What are you working on? Are you thinking of some nice projects for the new year? Or maybe you started something and then the holidays got all crazy, so you kind of chilled out, but now you're ready to tackle it again? Well, if you've got home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for answers, you turn to us. We can help you save money, time, and avoid all those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
Just follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Marcia in Illinois needs some help getting a window unstuck. Tell us about it.
I have a window over my sink in my kitchen, so I have to lean over the sink to raise this window. And it's always been extremely hard to get up or down. And I just don't know what to do with it. I think I've tried WD-40.
Is this a wood window, Marcia?
Yes, it's a wood window.
So probably over the years, it's gotten bigger, swollen in its place, and it's gotten tighter in the jams. And I'll presume with paint, too, over the years, that didn't make it any better. So why don't you think about a replacement window? I mean, look, we can talk to you about taking this whole window apart and sanding down the jams and sanding down the sashes and making it easier to use and replacing the cords and the balance and all that work. But I think this would be a good time to treat yourself to a replacement window. You don't have to do all the windows in the house. You know, you can buy a double-hung replacement window in a home center today for a couple $100, and it's a pretty good quality window. So you may want to think about replacing just this one window, or in the alternative, you can pull the trim off, you can take the sashes apart, and you could sand them well. And that will make them a little bit smaller all the way around and make them easier to operate. And, of course, also make sure that the balances are working. Now, if it's an old wood window, you may have cords or chains that go up, and you want to make sure that they're still attached because that gives you a little bit of assistance as you open and close the window.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice. I guess I'll have to invest in a new window.
I think it's going to be easier than all the work it would take to get the old window working. And I'm all for easy. And that's why I suggest that. Okay, Marcia? Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, look, if you got these old windows, I mean, you can work on them and put 8-10 hours into a window, and sure, it'll be just as good as new. But why? You know, it's still going to be an old drafty wood window when you can go buy a double pane vinyl-clad window, replacement window that slips inside the existing opening and just have better energy efficiency and a window that really works. Tilt in to clean, you know, the works. Just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're still going to have to reach over that sink. It's just going to be easier to work.
Exactly.
So you live in a place where snow is pretty common this time of year, but you don't have a garage. Yeah, it's a pain, I know, to clear the snow and ice off of the car, but it's got to be done. In fact, some states, it's illegal to drive around with a car that is not cleared off. I mean, quite frankly, it's dangerous to drive that way.
Yeah, I hate that, and I hate being behind somebody who leaves the snow piled up on the roof, only to come flying off and hitting my windshield.
And at that time, it's like sheets of ice.
Exactly. So, look, here's some advice. First, if you've got a long driveway, get ready before the storm hits by parking at the end of it. I'm amazed how many people forget this, and they end up having to shovel the entire driveway to get the car out. No, we go like bumper to bumper right up at the end of the driveway to make sure we could get out. And this is going to make that distance you need to shovel a lot less. Now, the same goes for a parking space in a condo or an apartment complex. Grab a spot near the complex exit if you can. You'll be the first one to get back on the road.
Yeah, here's another trick. Put your windshield wipers up, you know, like sticking up off of the car so they don't freeze to the car window. Also, use a long-handled broom to get that snow off of the top of your car before you open the door. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a heap of wet snow, like, falling right onto the seat.
I actually had my rear windshield on my SUV crack because I put up the front windshield wipers, but I forgot to do the back one, or the wind blew it down or something like that, and it did crack. It froze to the windshield, and then it caused it to crack. So that is definitely an important tip. Also, don't forget to clear snow around your headlights and your taillights. If your driver door is frozen shut, try all the doors. There may be ones facing the sun where the ice has already started to melt, and you can always use a lock the icer for a frozen lock or even WD-40.
All right, now what should you be keeping in your car in the event you get stuck in the snow or a storm comes in unexpectedly? Well, you want to make sure that you have a snow kit ready to go, and that should include a scraper, a small shovel or broom, mittens or gloves, and maybe even an extra pair of boots. So you want to make sure you've got the ability to dig out your car and clean off the car, but also be warm.
And remember, in just a few months, you'll be complaining about how hot your car's interior is, so enjoy the chilly weather while we have it. It is pretty. It's uncomfortable, but it is pretty.
It's the best. Also, no one's ever happy. All right, we've got Henry on the line who wants to talk about something going on in the garage. Why don't you tell us about it?
Currently, I have a overhead natural gas heater. It's quite expensive to operate on a regular basis. My garage has approximately 12 inches of fiberglass insulation overhead. The walls are insulated. I didn't know whether to keep what I currently have, or would it be perhaps wise to go to a electric heater that would provide sufficient heat.
So I think you're going to find that the cost of operating the electric heater is going to be even more than operating the gas heater. How big is your garage?
Approximately 800 square feet.
Oh, it's a pretty big garage. Yeah.
Yes. Almost so, a three-car garage.
Yeah. So I've got a 20 by 30 garage myself. And what I did to heat that is I have one kerosene heater. Now, it's not just a kerosene heater. To explain, I put insulation in the ceiling like you did. And I put foam, actually used foam boards in between the floor joists, like the thermal insulation. It's like foil-faced foam. I also closed off the opening to, like, the attic storage space above it so I wouldn't have all the heat rush up there. And I improved the weather stripping around the doors and around the windows the same I would if I was doing something, for the regular part of the house. And I found that this particular heater that I used, it was rated for that size space, and it did a really good job of, first of all, taking that cold edge off. And if I leave it running long enough, it warms the whole place up. So I found that to be and a more affordable way than, and actually a smaller, more convenient way to heat the garage, because I'm not heating it all the time. You know, I might go out there on a weekend and do some projects. So I just wanted something I could turn on and turn off. Those big space heaters, the big gas-fired forced air space heaters that hang from the ceiling, there is nothing efficient about that. Nothing at all. Some of those use as much gas as the heating system that heats your entire house. The only other alternative I would suggest would be kerosene. But if you try to go electric, those electric heaters are going to be just as expensive to operate.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the suggestion. I'm certainly going to check it out.
Nadine in Iowa has an interesting question. Your countertop has gotten noisy. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, it does. We had it installed, I would say, between 3 and 5 years ago. And right after we had this Corian counter installed, we started getting very sharp, loud bangs occasionally. And I mean like somebody just shot at the house bangs. And it has been going on since we had it installed to varying degrees, louder sometimes than others, but they've been out to check and can't figure it out. And, you know, the only unusual thing that happened when they put it in was that one corner didn't want to go down, so the guy had to put his full weight on it to push it down and finally make it go down. And my feeling is something must be bound in there that every once in a while builds up enough energy to really snap.
Well, that's certainly an unusual situation because countertops aren't known for their noise. You know,
okay.
We get squeaky floor questions. We get banging pipe questions. I don't think we've ever gotten a loud countertop question.
Well, I doubt that it's the countertop. My feeling is something might be bound in there, you know, having been caused by having the countertop put on.
Well, you might be correct. And what could be happening is that you could have expansion and contraction going on either with the walls or even with the plumbing. You know, especially with the water being right there, when a pipe heats up, it tends to expand. And if it's attached to the framing very, very tightly, it will rub across that framing, and it could make a creaking sound or a banging sound.
Okay.
And I've heard that before in bathrooms and also in kitchens.
Okay.
The other thought is that if the countertop is bound, as you say, against part of the frame of the house and you're getting expansion and contraction, that could be the source of the sound. Although I tend to think that even though it's annoying, it probably isn't really very damaging if it's one or the other of those things.
No, I don't think it's damaging at all. It's just that when you have guests and their eyes get wide and they start to go for the floor, you think maybe, I mean, it is quite loud when it does it. So you think it could possibly be plumbing?
It could very well be because, you know, plumbing really carries the sound. And especially if you're running a dishwasher and the hot water comes on, that could cause a noise.
However, we've kind of checked that out, you know, what's on, what's running, and all of that, and that doesn't seem to come into play. What would your suggestion be as to sleuthing this problem out?
Well, I guess I would have to be sitting there staring at it, thinking about it for a long time, but reinstalling the countertop would probably be the best solution, although it's a boatload of work and you could potentially damage the countertop in the process. If they had to really squeeze it in, I suspect that something is a little bit too tight and it's in tension and it's really not designed to be pulled out.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Now we're going to talk to Kevin about spray foam insulation. Tell us about your project.
Which type of spray foam, open cell or closed cell, you should be using on new construction for the inside ceiling and the inside slash outside walls?
So first of all, spray foam is a great choice, Kevin. You know, the fact of the matter is that not only does it seal, it insulates, it expands, and it seals all those gaps. But when it comes to open cell versus closed cell, the main difference is the ability of moisture to get in there. You know, in my area of the country, along the ocean where we build a lot of houses, the builders tend to use a lot of closed cell spray foam insulation because it completely locks out any moisture. But open cell insulation is just as effective in certain areas. Now, when I did my attic in my house, I used open cell. I didn't really have a need to use closed cell. But if I was doing like a crawl space that was over soil and it was exposed to a lot of moisture, then I think I would use closed. So I think it really comes down to the moisture question. Both products are going to do a good job sealing and insulating, and both products are going to have comparable R values depending on the thickness that they apply. But if you have a really damp area, I would probably go with closed cell over open cell. I hope that helps you out.
This is the Money Pit. Happy New Year, everybody. Are you feeling a bit parched this morning? Talking about every morning when you wake up and it's just kind of dry? Well, we're going to share some of the best options in humidifiers next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And remember, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Reach out with your questions to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Shawnee in North Carolina needs some help with a backyard problem. What's going on at your money pit?
No, my roof, when it would rain, all the water would drain toward the back because it's on a downslope.
Right.
And then I had a contractor come in and connect all of my downspouts and all to this black pipe, and they connected all of it and ran it out to one source toward the, you know, that little creek. And in doing so, I mean, everything was fine. It worked fine. And they thought where I was having such water problems, they sort of made a horseshoe out of the black pipe with the styrofoam, you know, peanuts and all of that in it. But what they did when they dug around the horseshoe area, they found that that was dry because they figured if it was wet, it would drain and take care of the problem. But when they put that horseshoe in, wherever they put it, it was completely dry. And it was further down that they realized that I had underground spring. So all of my drain pipes, everything's draining perfectly, but it's one little problem I had with that underground spring.
But is that underground spring rising up to the point where the yard is flooding? And how much flooding are we talking about here?
It's not necessarily flooding, but it stays so wet I can't mow it. And there's a place about, I'm going to say, 12 inches squarish maybe, that has puddled.
I don't think this is a problem worth solving. I think it's a fairly small area of the yard, and areas of the yard that get soft like that, yeah, the grass can be hard to cut sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut it by hand instead of using a power mower on it. But I don't think it's worth you doing anything about it. You would have to do some major, major work to try to take the water that's collecting there, run it downstream, and have it sit somewhere else. So I don't think it's necessarily a big issue. Shawnee, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you wake up in the morning, do you feel like you've got a dry, parched throat? If that's the case, you know, a built-in whole house humidifier could make you a lot more comfortable. But there's several types of humidifiers available, so how do you know which one is the best for your situation?
Well, when it comes to being comfortable, I think a lot of people think it comes down to the temperature in your home, but that's only part of the issue. Humidity is a really important element for comfort. That's why, you know how hot water systems, they can be a lot more comfortable if you have hot water radiators or you have steam radiators, that heat is a lot more comfortable in forced air because the hot water systems don't dry out the air, but the forced air systems do.
All right, so if you're finding that your entire house feels a little on the dry side and you want to maybe add more moisture to the entire house, you're going to need a whole house humidifier. Or, I mean, you could do it with portable room type humidifiers, right?
Well, you could, but there'd be an awful lot of them. Plus, they're just not nearly as efficient. So a whole house humidifier is the way to go. The whole house systems are going to be mounted on the return side of, and typically we're talking about forced air systems here, right? So if you have a hot water system, as I said before, you're not going to need this, but if you've got forced air, then you would. And this would be mounted in the duct on the return side, so where the air is going back to be reheated. And there's really a couple of different types. There's a flow-through type, and then there's a drum type. Now, with flow-through, the water drips out at the top of the humidifier, and then it drips and flows through a pad that kind of is a vertical pad that's inside this square box. And as that water drips through, the air blows over it, it releases moisture into the air, and it's humidified. The drum type is similar to that, except you have sort of another shape of a humidifier that's like round on the bottom that's filled with water. And you have like a drum that rolls around like a regular drum would, and it picks up moisture, and then the air blows across it. Typically, I like the flow-through type best. The drum type humidifiers tend to wear out more quickly. They seem like they get a lot more gummed up by the mineral salts that get stuck in there, and they're just not nearly as easy to take care of. So I think flow-through is definitely the way to go.
So, I mean, we already know that the drum type ones can be challenging to care and clean for, but how do you care for any other type of humidifier? I mean, is there a regular maintenance we should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. For both types of humidifiers, you're definitely going to have to do some maintenance. So you're going to shut it down, you're going to empty any water, and then you're going to clean out all of those salts. And a little trick for that is to use white vinegar and water that will melt away any salts that are
you know, you're having a hard time getting out. You can even vacuum away a lot of the salts. And then you need to question whether you need to actually replace the media or not. And with a drum type humidifier, it's like a pad, like almost like a spongy pad, and that gets replaced pretty frequently, maybe twice a season. The flow-through type, that is a lot more durable, and that's going to last you, you know, probably at least 2 or 3 years, I would think. And if that was the case, I would take that out and I would soak it in a vinegar and water solution that's loosen up all those mineral deposits, put it back together, and you'll be good to go. It might smell a little bit like vinegar when you first turn on the system, but that won't last for very long.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit in this new 2023 show. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is a money pit? I know you hear us talking about them all the time, and you know what? We get it, but it's all about perspective. I mean, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love. It's my home. It's your home. It's Tom's home. We love them.
Absolutely. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, we are your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. And on the Money Pit podcast, you can hear all of that. So download it today at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast, or wherever you get your pods. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Podcasts. Wherever podcasts are published, you will find us.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway is has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint, where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there was something that I could do, perhaps. I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it, or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that is, you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a tar, a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about maybe about 3/4 of an inch or an inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire towns without power for days at a time. But if a powerful winter storm were to leave you without power, what should you do?
Well, number one, don't go using candles. You want to invest in some good flashlights. You want to keep them handy. Always have them in the same spot. And remember to check and change the batteries often.
Yep. And during an outage, remember, power down appliances and don't restart them until the electricity has been restored for at least a half hour or so. This way, the utility company can stabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout. That's why sometimes when the power comes on, it goes off again. Then it comes on, then it goes off again. Because everybody is running to turn back on appliances, and whether it be ovens or air conditioners or dishwashers or whatever, and the power company hasn't been able to stabilize that grid yet. So give them a break, wait about a half hour, then repower the house.
All right, next, you want to open your refrigerator all the time under regular circumstances. Like, you got to see what's inside. Perhaps it's different from the time you looked at it 2 seconds ago. But when there's no power, don't open that fridge. You want to eat food from the refrigerator first and the freezer later. I mean, every time you open it, think about it. That cool air gets out, it's going to get warmer. So just keep it closed. Your frozen items can last several days, so keep those in there and use the fridge stuff first. Now, avoid becoming a victim of carbon monoxide poisoning. Never, ever run a gas-powered generator indoors or even in your open garage or super close to an open window. You got to be careful about the location you choose.
Yeah, and also important, you want to avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area. We've heard about folks that do that, even in an open garage, and then filling up the entire house.
Why do people think they can bring the grill inside?
I don't
all
know.
Of a sudden.
They consider it outside, but it's not. It goes into the house, and it can fill the entire house with carbon monoxide and make you sick or worse. So if you plan on heading over to a relative's home to wait it out, remember that the street lights and traffic lights are also going to be on the blink, and approach those intersections with caution.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Texas on the line who's looking to redo a bathroom and make it more modern with just a shower. How can we help you?
Well, I am the mother of 4 sons, and as they get bigger, they no longer like to get in the bathtub. And
right.
Okay.
We find that they are always in my room, in my shower. We're wanting to take out the tub that's in their bathroom and turn it into a shower. My issue is I don't have a lot of space. It's a Hollywood bath, and then the tub and toilet are in a separate little room that you can close off. And the door facing of that little room sits right next to the tub itself. So my question is when I pull that tub out, the plan was to put a shower pan down and tile the area and then put a glass door, either a sliding door on there. Will that be a wide enough space if it's only the width of a standard tub?
Cheryl, I think you definitely can find a shower pan that can fit the width of that tub, sort of elbow to elbow if you're standing in it. I mean, think about it. If you're in the tub, you're taking a shower, right? You got room on to the right and to the left of you. So we want a shower pan that essentially is the same size. Now, when it comes to residential prefabricated shower pans, they start at around 24 by 24, so that's 2 foot square. You know, that would be probably, you know, the smallest that you would need, but you might be able to go up even bigger. But a little trick of the trade, if you were to find, for example, that for whatever reason, the way this room is configured, a 24 by 24 would not work, then you should shop for a smaller shower pan, which you will find sold for RVs, recreational vehicles, because they have tiny showers in them, right? And there's a whole host of RV shower pans that are smaller than 24 by 24. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you'll be fine starting there, maybe even going up. But the size of the shower pan is what you want to figure out first. Then you can basically build around that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Sure. That's what I want to do. Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. When we come back, Gina in Buffalo is dealing with an issue where she's getting these weird stains kind of on the ceilings. I don't know. We're going to try to help her figure out what's going on when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
You know, to be done about it, if you want to cover that, I would prime it first. I would definitely use a primer, and then I would paint over it. And if you also want to reduce it, you could put more insulation in the attic and make sure you're using insulation that covers the top of those trusses. You could use unfaced bats and just lay them right down across the existing insulation.
All right. Hope that helps you out there, Gina. Now we've got one from Erica in Oregon, and she writes, I have a very large tree between my house and my detached garage, so large that cutting it down does not seem like an option without damaging one of the structures. What's the best way to safely remove this tree? Have you ever seen, like, those tree removal guys, how they climb up the tree yeah. with chainsaws and all
yes.
kinds of dangerous things while they're just, like, hanging from a branch? I'm like, we took down a huge tree from the front lawn that had been, you know, sick and then was falling apart, and we worried about it falling onto the house. And truly, I remember the day they came to take that down. I was like, I want to watch this, but I'm also terribly afraid to watch it.
I had a tree that was about 20 feet from the side of our house. It was a beautiful maple tree, and I got to tell you, I love that tree. I really did. And over the years, it started to get sick, and then it was sort of rotting out internally, and then I noticed some of the branches were breaking off, and they were right over the power lines. I'm like, ugh. Broke my heart, but it had to go. I had the same concerns, but I knew how it would be dealt with, and that was because when you hire a pro, this is definitely, definitely not a DIY project. When you hire a pro, a tree removal company comes out with one of their standard pieces of equipment, a truck with a crane, right? And that crane basically goes up, and they tie off the upper branches, and then they cut them, and they lift them up. They don't drop them down. They lift them up. They can lift them over houses, over wires, and then gently lift them down the street where they can be cut up. And they just basically disassemble the tree from the top down. This is not like, you know, a lumberjack comes and cuts the bottom and it falls over and you hope that it misses the house. No, they disassemble it from the top down. It's a very smooth professional process, and that's absolutely the way to handle a tree that's growing between your house and your garage.
Yeah, and Erica, you know what? Just be smart. Hire a pro. They'll get the job done safely.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, wishing you each and all a very happy new year, filled with lots of luck and lots of love and lots of exciting home improvement projects for which we will be there to help. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Happy New Year, everybody.
Money Pit.
now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fresh off a marathon 15th round four-day vote that culminated shortly after midnight this morning, new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was quick to tell the body the first thing the House will do when they get back is repeal funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. During his first speech from behind the gavel, the California Republican acknowledged former President Trump helped get more than a dozen conservative holdouts to support his nomination.
What he's really saying, really, for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
President Biden heading to El Paso tomorrow for his first visit to the southern border since taking office 2 years ago. Migrant advocates in the city, though, describe an increasing climate of fear since the president last week announced new immigration restrictions that would expel Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans to Mexico if they try to get into the U.S. illegally. Tension over a recent visit by the National Security Minister of Israel to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. While on the surface it's okay for a Jew to visit, it has generated calls for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council over what some consider to be a breach of the status quo. But former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's the Palestinians who are the serial violators.
They've excavated beneath the Temple Mount. They have ruined the relics of the first temple. And by the way, here's an interesting fact which almost nobody knows. There is one holy place in Jerusalem, not the Western Wall, not the Holy Sepulcher, which denies access to members of other faiths. If you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you cannot go to the Dome of the Rock.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Egypt's central bank says the pound has seen its largest single-day slide since the government agreed to a $3 billion International Monetary Fund deal back in late October.
This past Wednesday's sharp fall comes less than 2 weeks after Egypt and the IMF formally ratified the $3 billion support package. The deal was approved in exchange for a number of economic reforms implemented by the country's central bank. Chief among those is a shift to a flexible exchange rate. The support package also allows for a further $14 billion in possible financing for the Middle Eastern country.
Jeremy House reports the Egyptian economy has been hit hard by years of government austerity, the pandemic, and the fallout from the war in Ukraine. Mexico captured the son of former Sinaloa cartel boss El Joaquin El Chapo Guzman this week. More at townhall.com. Be careful if you have a Twitter account.
Security researchers say personal emails linked to 235 million accounts hacked some time ago have been exposed, and that could make them easily accessed, compromised, or identities exposed. Experts say if people have used the site anonymously to criticize oppressive governments, the leak will, quote, unfortunately lead to a lot of hacking, phishing, and doxing. While account passwords were not leaked, hackers could use the email addresses to try to reset passwords. Jason Walker reporting.
A Border Patrol agent in body armor shot in the chest several times while confronting occupants of a vehicle suspected of smuggling illegals in New Mexico. The officer returned fire as the vehicle sped away, and it got in a rollover wreck just a few miles away, and six people taken into custody. The officer was released. SRN News.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house today, tomorrow, in the seasons ahead. If you want to improve your money pit, turn it from house to home to your own personal castle, well, we can help. You can help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that is what we do. We've been doing this now for 20 years, and we love it. We love helping you achieve your home improvement and remodeling dreams. So reach out to us with your questions. You can also post them at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, social media is, of course, known for helping us spot trends. And now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants on TikTok. We're going to share the top five plants according to TikTok users.
All right. I'm sure my son Henry is chiming in. He loves that TikTok. All right, guys. Also ahead, is your kitchen backsplash falling behind the times? Well, coming up this hour, we're going to share some backsplash designs and materials that are up and coming, affordable, and fun.
And termite problems are easily spotted over the spring and summer, but how would you know if you had a termite problem during the cold months? Well, I'm going to teach you, based on my 20 years experience of looking for those buggers as a home inspector, what to look for in the winter and when those destructive bugs are harder to spot.
But first, we can help you save some money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
So reach out with your questions right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in Indiana's on the line and is dealing with a bald spot on her roof when it's snowy out. And we've been getting a lot of snow this winter, so your house must look like it's in need of a toupee. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, we just moved down here from Wisconsin down to Indiana. We bought this house, and we've been doing a lot of work on it. And when we got our first snow, I noticed on the back part there is a foot and a half inch diameter bald spot every time we got a snowfall. And we had a friend contractor come down. He went up in the attic, and he's like, there's nothing going on here. So the only thing we thought, well, maybe is going on is we have a heat pump, and we also have our dryer vent in that same area back there. And so now I had two different suggestions. He said to put a soffit venting on that whole area to get more air going up through there, and possibly maybe it's coming from the heat pump. But then I went to a Home Depot, and I was talking to the guy there that seemed to know quite a bit, and he said that what he would do is take it and remove all the vented soffit in that area. And so if there is heat coming up, he said, but this shouldn't happen. And so this is what people do. They put their heat pumps outside, and he's never heard of anything like this before. So we ended up doing that, so we don't know yet if that actually helped it or not. But
yeah, it's not hurting the roof, not having snow on that one spot. If you want to know why it's happening, it's because that spot is warmer than the other spots around it. Now, why is it warmer? Well, you mentioned there's a dryer exhaust duct there, near there. If the dryer exhaust duct is not completely sealed, if it's dumping warm air in there, that's going to heat up that spot over the roof, and then any snow that hits there is going to melt and roll down. If the insulation has some gap in it of some sort in there where more room air can get up and heat that area right above it, that could cause it as well. But I would not tell you to start messing with your venting and everything else just because you've got a foot and a half spot that doesn't, where snow doesn't stick. You know, it's curious, but it's not a major problem, and I wouldn't recommend major work for it.
Okay, so if we don't have to be concerned that there's heat getting up there and it's going to cause mold and issues going on?
Well, I mean, I would determine if there's an obvious source of warmth that's getting into that spot. But, you know, actually adding heat to that area is not necessarily going to cause mold. You get more mold in the less heated spaces, frankly, because when you warm air, it uses more moisture, essentially. That's why the warm air holds more moisture. So that's not really a concern. It's just kind of a curious thing. And, you know, if you've got a dryer vent that's right near there, I'd start with that because that would make perfect sense. If the dryer vent is losing some of its air right in that space, that's not a good idea either because you don't want to be dumping any lint into the attic. That could be dangerous, okay?
Okay, well, very good. Thank you.
Tom in North Carolina, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
We have a house that's about, it was built in 2007. It's about 2,700 square feet. And we have two air conditioner heat pump, you know, electric air conditioning heat pump units in it. And we've just been having, you know, a headache after headache with trying to cool the house and heat the house with them. You know, we have a vaulted, like a kind of a vaulted ceiling, which looked great when we bought the house, and the registers are on the floor. But we're constantly, you know, the air conditioning and the heat units are just running and running and running and running and running and never really cooling down the house or heating down the house. The insulation is excellent in the house. You know, I'm trying to figure out any alternatives. We do have a gas fireplace, which basically really doesn't heat the house much. But
first of all, you're saying that it doesn't work in the cooling mode or the heating mode. Is that correct?
No, the cooling mode, it does work. But, you know, it cools the house down, but it seems like the units run a lot. You know, and actually, to be quite honest with you, we put some tent and stuff on some of the windows where they're getting direct sunlight. But the heating side of it is just terrible. My kids are freezing on the second floor. We have a bonus room over the garage, which is pretty much insulated. We keep that door closed. It stays cool in there, and it just runs cold all the time. And when I bring guys, you know, people out to look at it, they say the units run fine, but, you know, you might want to put ductwork here, ductwork there, ductwork here.
Well, I mean, there may be some truth to that. First of all, the fact of the matter is that you need to understand that heat pump systems work different than fossil fuel systems. A fossil fuel system is going to warm air up and it'll come out of the register at, like, you know, 125, 135 degrees. A heat pump works different. A heat pump is going to throw air out at maybe 90 degrees. And so very often with a heat pump, you hear complaints of that, well, it blows cold air. Well, it doesn't really blow cold air, but the practice that if you have a little moisture on your skin, you put your hand in front of it, that moisture evaporates and that makes it feel very chilly. And that's one of the reasons it's uncomfortable. Then, of course, if it can't keep up with demand, then it switches to its backup system, which is electric resistance heat. And, of course, that's really expensive to run. The heat pump thermostat is designed to maintain a 2-degree temperature differential between what it is in the house and what you set it at. So if you set it at 72 degrees, and it falls to 70 in the house, the heat pump will come on. If it falls to 69 or 68, the electric resistance heat will come on. Now the air coming out of the ducts is going to be much warmer, but you just more than doubled your expense. Now, if the system is not doing its job, there's a couple of things I would look at before I thought about replacing it, one of which is the duct design. Because if you're not getting, if you're not getting enough return air back to those units, then that could definitely be a contributing factor. You said that you've addressed the insulation part of it. In terms of your thermostat, are you on a clock setback thermostat?
Yeah, and we have it. I mean, it's at 66 degrees in the wintertime. That's what we have, 66 and 67. We don't ever...
Maybe your kids are cold just because you haven't turned the thermostat up.
we're from up north, so we can deal with that. But what happens is when it starts running and running and running and running and running, it's just like, that's all I keep hearing, you know, like every 2 seconds, click, 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 click. But, you know, we have the option of propane, and you know, being from up north, I lived with wood burning stoves, and you know, I grew up in Vermont, and you know, we had oil heat and electric backup for emergencies and stuff like that. But you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything on the propane side that might be more efficient.
Well, certainly if you went to any kind of a fossil fueled system, it's going to put out warmer air, but I would want to make sure that the duct system was properly designed and installed before I do that. Because if you change out your furnace and it turns out that the duct system isn't installed properly or designed properly, you know, if I was going to make a change, I would not want to just kind of get a seat of the pants opinion by an HVAC technician. I would want somebody who designs these systems for a living giving you a good reasoned explanation as to what's wrong with the system and why it needs to be fixed. I want you to guard against, you know, the handy guy that comes out that maybe just most of the furnace service going, well, you could throw a duct in here, throw a duct in there. That's not what you want. I mean, there's a science behind this. It's not a guess. You can figure out how many BTUs you need to heat a house, how many BTUs you need to cool a house. It's called a heat loss analysis or heat loss calculation. And somebody that does this professionally can handle that. So I would take a look at the duct system first, see if it really is designed correctly, because frankly, many times it's not. And then based on that, decide if you want to change to a different type of heating system, or perhaps even add supplemental heat on your own. For example, you might decide that in that bonus room where it's cold all the time, that maybe some electric baseboard radiators in there would be a very inexpensive way to pick up just a little bit of heat, extra heat when you need it, assuming it doesn't need to be on all the time. You know, it could be a low installation cost, certainly a lot less than replacing your furnace, and you could just have it when you want it. But take a look at the duct design first. 9 out of 10 times, that's the source of this kind of issue as you've described it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up this hour, do you enjoy having houseplants all winter long? Well, now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants on TikTok. We're going to share the top 5 when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you know it, we love Money Pits. My house is one, your house is one. Do you ever feel like yours is one? Like, are you just drowning in home improvements and you're like, oh, help, I'm struggling. Well, don't. Love your Money Pit and let us help you make it your dream home.
Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. You can catch us also on the Money Pit podcast. You can download it free today at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Heading over to Alabama now, where Mary is trying to remove some old caulk from a bathroom fixture. What's going on?
Hi, I recently was trying to remove the caulk from around my bathtub.
Okay.
And cannot get it removed. I purchased one of the tools at Home Improvement Store, and it is so hard that it won't remove. And I'm worried about scratching the bathtub and the edge if I get a razor blade.
Have you ever used a paint remover to remove layers of paint?
Yes.
Okay, well, just like a paint remover will strip paint, there's a product called a caulk softener. And the caulk softener gets applied to the caulk, and it sort of re-liquefies it, softens it up, and makes it a lot easier for you to scrape it out. So you want to apply the caulk softener first. Once it works and softens the caulk, clean it really, really well. The next thing you want to do is take a bleach and a water solution and wipe that seam down really well, because you want to kill any bacteria that's in there. You want to make sure there's no mold spores that are left behind. And the next thing that you want to do is fill the tub with water. We always caulk tubs when they're full of water, and here's why. Because when the caulk dries, the tub sort of comes back up. When you fill the tub with water, it sinks down. When you put the caulk in, let the caulk dry, then let the water out, the tub comes back up and compresses the caulk, and it's not likely to fall out again or pull apart again at the seam. Okay? So those are the steps you want to follow. Start with the caulk softener, wipe it down with bleach and water, fill the tub with water, caulk it. When the caulk dries, let the tub water out, and you're good to go.
Okay. Can you recommend a good caulk to replace it with?
I would take a look at the DAP products that include MicroBan. MicroBan is an additive that stops any mold from growing inside the caulk.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, social media is known for helping us spot trends, and now a new study has revealed the most popular houseplants. Research by the gardening experts, allaboutgardening.com, analyzed TikTok data to establish which houseplants are getting the most attention. Now, the study found that aloe vera was the most popular houseplant with over 2.3 billion views under the aloe vera hashtag on TikTok. And aloe vera is known to be relatively easy to maintain. It does well in sunlight and some warmer temps.
You can also cut a leaf in half, right, and just rub it on your skin if you got a burn or irritation.
Yeah, if you got a burn or it's like a nice healing ointment, moisturizer.
Just don't confuse it with poison ivy. That wouldn't end up nearly as well.
That'd be terrible.
The second most aesthetically pleasing houseplant is the pothos plant, more commonly known as devil's ivy. It amassed actually 312 million views on TikTok. And third place goes to the Swiss cheese plant with 242 million. Now, people like that Swiss cheese plant because it's really easy to take care of and it rarely gets any diseases. And it definitely then falls, as far as I'm concerned, into that hard-to-kill category, which is a qualifier for houseplants around my house.
Yeah, I was going to say that's also known as the plants for Leslie category. I definitely need plants that are hard to kill. Now, the snake plant, that one's known for absorbing toxins, is the fourth most popular houseplant with 161.9 million views. And rounding out the top five is the fiddle leaf fig with 94 million. This is a super beautiful plant with really large leaves. It loves the sunlight. I think these plants are beautiful. And I bet you last year it probably was number one because I felt like that was the trendiest houseplant everybody talked about last year.
I think it's kind of hard to call it a houseplant, though, because it apparently can grow to 10 feet tall. That's a big houseplant.
Yeah, a house tree. We've got Lawrence on the line who's looking to add solar panels to the roof and has a question about his existing roof. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking into and possibly going to have solar panels installed on my roof, but the roof is over 10 years old, and they're talking about replacing the roof, and I just wanted to maybe talk to you about it and maybe get some advice.
Well, first of all, I presume the reason you're talking about a new roof is because you don't want to put solar panels over an old roof because you would have to remove the solar panels to replace the roofs, you know, sooner than you expect. And that does make sense. Aside from that, though, I would just look very carefully as to whether or not you're going to get a return on investment by installing solar panels, especially because now you're giving up another 10 years potentially of roof life just to get those solar panels. What I find, unfortunately, with the solar industry today is there's a lot of fancy back-of-the-napkin math, if you know what I mean, that goes on when they try to show you what the savings is going to be. You really need to figure out how long those panels are going to last and whether or not you're going to be, it's going to be worth the investment either in paying for the project or outright, or sometimes you can lease them too. But in the case of leasing, you don't own the panels, and you end up, if you want to sell your house, having to try to get the next buyer to kick in and agree to pay for that lease as well, or you got to buy them out of the lease. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to adding solar panels to a house, and you're just dealing with another aspect of this, and this is whether or not you should replace your roof at the same time. But think about it. If that roof is not ready to be replaced, you're giving up 10 years of life just to get the solar panels. So it certainly impacts any cost savings that you think you might experience.
Laura, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a Chamberlain 1/4 horsepower garage door opener, and it has no remotes. We bought the house as is, so we have no remotes for it. Also, it has a keypad on the outside, which I'm unable to use. So my question was, if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, would a universal remote work, or do I have to call a garage door company out to sell us a Chamberlain remote and program it?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you get the model number of the Chamberlain garage door opener, which is probably printed on the back of the unit, go to the Chamberlain website, and get the owner's manual for the door opener. With that owner's manual, you should be able to program the keypad. It'll tell you the right sequence to do that. And also, you most likely can find out from Chamberlain exactly which remote is designed to work with that unit. Now, Chamberlain's a very good company, and in fact, they have a new technology that's called MyQ. And the cool thing about the MyQ technology is you can actually put this MyQ unit in your garage, and then you'll be able to open and close your garage door with your smartphone. So they're way ahead of the game on this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Is this one too old to do that?
I think it actually works on every garage door opener that was built after 1996, so it may not be. It might be fine.
I can't remember if it's 96 or 94.
Yeah, it goes back over 10 years.
Good. Okay, this one's about 6 years old.
I think that's how I would proceed. I would not just go buy something and hope it works. I would do the research, and you'll figure it out. Okay, Lori?
Okay, I'll go on the webpage. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, they catch splashed food, but they can make splashes too. We're going to share the latest in kitchen backsplash trends when the Money Pit Home Improvement Show returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana. Draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Here to help you tackle the to-dos on your DIY list. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Trent in Florida on the line, who's dealing with a fallen apart popcorn ceiling. How can we help you?
My popcorn ceiling is actually in my bathroom. It's, I guess, one night or something, my son had gotten it wet, and when it dried, it started flaking off the ceiling. And now it's just continuing to do it.
Well, it's funny, because when you get a popcorn ceiling wet, that's actually the way to remove it. You would spray it with, you know, some sort of garden sprayer and then scrape it off. So if you want it gone, he's got you on the correct
path. Now's the time, right? But if you don't want it gone, what I would do is this. I would take like a stiff bristle brush and gently brush away, maybe like a dry paintbrush, you know, and just brush away all the loose stuff. And then you're going to pick up some popcorn ceiling patching material. There's a number of different manufacturers of this. I know that Zinsser makes one. Homax makes one. It comes both on a trowel-on finish and also on a spray-on finish.
It looks like cheese in a can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Cheese Whiz. And you can spray that on and recreate the popcorn effect that way. And then lastly, you're probably going to have to paint that ceiling and paint the entire ceiling to blend it in. But you got to get rid of the loose stuff, add the patching material, then repaint the ceiling, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Well, kitchen backsplashes are a super popular item for helping keep the kitchen clean, but some unexpected materials and looks also are putting them front and center as a decor choice as well.
Yeah, you know, glass backsplashes come in countless colors, shapes, designs. I mean, you can have them look classic. You can have them look trendy. So there's lots of options, and it really creates an endless design. And you can also go with square tiles in expected colors, or you can do a full slab of glass that's been painted on one side. I kind of like that because it's super glossy. It gives it a little bit more of a modern feel. So depending on your space, there's a great way to use glass tile.
I would worry a little bit about getting it too, if it was, well, I guess if it's glass tile, it's okay. But if it's like clear glass, have you ever seen that used, or sort of a stained glass look? Because it seems to me like that would be hard around the heater is like right behind the stove.
Yeah, I have not seen. I mean, it's a very specific type of glass that's used for backsplash. But if you want a stained glass look, there's definitely ways that you can achieve it. There's also several mosaic tile companies that you can reach out to that are more arty. And you can say, hey, I want to create this design. Or you can say, I want something to feel inspired by this type of a painting or something. So you can have something super creative that's meant to be in the type of conditions that you'd see in a kitchen and really have something beautiful and stylized.
Now, on the other end of durability, vinyl wallpaper backsplashes are making a comeback. Vinyl is cheap, it's easy to install, and it's easy to clean. And it comes in lots of colors and patterns and textures. And it's also available as a removable application, which is terrific for people that have apartments and they want to redecorate without the risk of losing their security deposit. You can actually install the vinyl wallpaper as your backsplash, and then when you're ready to leave, peel it off, and the wall will look just perfectly clean once again.
You take it with you, or throw it out. You know, another way is to use something more natural. Now, I like this idea in areas where it's not going to get wet, because if you try to put this behind a sink and something does splash up on it, then it's definitely can be an issue. But you can use, like, reclaimed lumber from old pallets. I mean, you can really find some interesting things at an architectural salvage spot that has that sort of natural wood plank look, and it could be really fantastic, and it can match, you know, a way more rustic-y farm-style kitchen, but it can also be a
a great contrast to something that's more modern and super clean and white and gray. So there's a lot of nice ways. And, you know, if you really want to use them in areas where there is a tendency to get wet, you just want to seal them, and you can seal them with epoxy, a clear coat, so that it really does stay well. Or you can do a clear coat with sort of a white paint mixed into it to give it that white washed effect, or paint them white and then seal them. Lots of things you can do to give it that more rustic feel.
Now, the white and white subway tile has been popular for many years. You can give that look a twist by using colored grout. I just did this in a house we remodeled. I used gray grout on the white surface, and we had a black or a dark charcoal gray kind of countertop, and we had stainless appliances, so it all kind of blended really, really nicely just by using a colored grout instead of white. And because it's gray also, it's going to hide the dirt a heck of a lot better. So lots of options in backsplashes right now that can really spruce up the look of your entire kitchen.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you confident that your home is termite-free? Well, these house-eating bugs can be hard to spot during the winter. We're going to tell you where to look before that possible damage kicks in when we return.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Winter is a great time to enjoy a tasty steak, and that's why we keep our freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, me too, especially when the weather turns rough and I can't make it to the store. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, and the kids love their boneless chicken and burgers.
Plus, they even have full meals ready to prepare for a super quick and delicious dinner.
And here's one more reason you'll love about ordering Omaha Steaks. As a Money Pit listener, you'll get $30 off. Just be sure to enter the promo code MONEYPIT and watch that $30 vanish right from the total.
And the promo code is on top of their already low prices. I can't believe how much food you get delivered right to your door with Omaha Steaks.
So go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save $30.
Minimum order may be required.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on in this new year? Or perhaps you're still celebrating and just kind of chilling out and thinking about projects? Well, whatever it is, when you have home improvement questions and you don't know where to turn for the answers, you turn to us. We can help you save money, time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road, which sometimes is very long and windy, but we're going to get you there faster on that road to your dream house, guys.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or just about every other one of your favorite players out there. And they're all listed at moneypit.com/podcast, just a click away.
We've got Cindy in Michigan on the line who wants to talk about reducing energy costs. How can we help you?
Is there a way to lower your electric bills by generating your own electricity? I've heard of solar panels and windmills, and seems like they cost a lot of money to get them going, and I'm wondering, is it actually feasible financially to do something like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the most effective way to cut those energy costs, and especially if we're talking about heating and cooling energy, is to improve the energy efficiency of your home. And the single most important way or easiest way to do that is by improving insulation. It's amazing how many people simply don't have enough insulation. In a state like Michigan, you're certainly going to want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation in your attic. Now, as to your question about generating your own power, there are some programs that are run by state governments and by utility suppliers that include different sorts of rebates and different sorts of purchase, I don't want to say schemes, but sort of plans for getting that equipment to your house. So, for example, in my part of the country, they have offers where you don't actually pay for the initial installation. There, you partner with an energy company that does the installation of solar panels, and then as it generates energy, you get to keep some of that, and some of that goes back to the utility company, and eventually it pays off the cost of that installation. So I would investigate solar programs in your area and rebates that might be available. Start with the utility companies and go from there, because if there's a favorable program, that's the only way it makes them cost effective. You are correct in that a lot of these things are very expensive and don't make a lot of economic sense, but if there's rebate money available either locally at the state level or federally, it does make sense.
Okay, so you would just call your energy company then?
I would start there with your utility company or simply do some research online for rebates that are available in your area. Okay, Cindy?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, termites can wreak havoc on your home and can turn buying and selling into a nightmare. Now, the key to avoiding those costly headaches is to identify termites ASAP, which, depending on the season, can be surprisingly hard to do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, termite activity naturally slows down when it's cold, but the hungry bugs don't stop. So while an infestation is harder to identify during winter, even for some home inspectors, it is just as important a time to catch it.
Yeah, you know, there are a few things that you can look out for in the winter that can help ID these wood munchers. First of all, you want to look for mud tubes on the foundation walls, and they can be inside or out or even on the underside of a floor. Now, these tubes are about a half inch wide, and they're made by termites to keep them in the dark and moist areas when they start working and walking around the house and chewing on everything. I mean, for this, without basements or crawl spaces, you want to look for sunken wood surfaces that seem like mild craters on the surface, or maybe they look like branches right under the surface of the sheetrock walls. I mean, it's amazing how quickly these termites can move.
Yeah, and here's a good trick, and that is to use a strong flashlight. So if you take the flashlight and you hold it flat to the wall, so now it's sort of parallel with the wall, casting that beam across the drywall, especially like if you're on a slab, you do it around the foundation perimeter, and so you're getting it all the way down to the floor, the termites will actually eat up through that drywall. They'll eat the paper, which is between the plaster and the paint. And they'll leave the paint, they'll leave that plaster, but they'll eat the paper. So when you cast the light across on an angle like that, you can actually see what looks like sort of the branches of a tree, like vines, just kind of like spreading out through that wall. And that's termites. So I've found a lot of termites over the years just with a flashlight by knowing how to hold it. So it's a good trick for trying to find out what's going on there. You can also inspect floor framing and beams by tapping on them from the underside. If you have a crawl space or basement, I used to go around with a screwdriver. In fact, I had one, Leslie, I had it so long. It was one of these big, like, diesel mechanic screwdrivers that was about 10, 12 inches long, flathead. And I would tap so often with that thing, I would round off the top of the screwdriver by the time I was done with it. I found all sorts of problems with that because if I found an infested beam, it would sound hollow. And sometimes it would actually go right through and break in half. and then we rained in termites right over my head.
Ooh.
So it was a very effective tool for trying to find out what was going on. But, you know, the sooner you catch them, the sooner you can treat them and the less damage you're going to have.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing this time of year, I think with everybody having firewood, don't store it right next to the foundation because that's definitely a spot that those termites would love to hang out in. And be sure that you have yearly inspections performed. Generally, they happen in the spring or summer, but is there a better time, Tom, out of the two?
Well, certainly I would say the spring is probably a good time because when they get to be super active, but I'd rather have you do it any time of the year. But spring and summer is probably best. And this way, if termites have recently made their way in, you can treat the problem before any serious damage is done. The treatments today, by the way, are far more effective than they used to be. They are undetectable to termites. So the chemicals that they put in around the foundation perimeters, the termites basically go through these chemicals. They take it back to the nest, and they eliminate entire nests that way. So very, very effective way to treat for termites.
All right, Mark in Maine is on the line with an electrical question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a couple of rooms. Our house is from around the 1930s, and some of the rooms, the three-way wiring isn't quite right. Like to turn on the light as you enter the room, you turn on one switch. You can't go to the other side of the room where the other switch is and turn light off. You have to go back to the original switch, turn light off, and you can use it.
Okay. So do you know that it was originally designed to be a three-way switch?
I do not know that.
Listen, you're going to have an electrician open up the wiring and test it, trace it out, and try to figure out what's going on. It's either that a switch has gone bad or more likely it's just not hooked up correctly.
Okay. Now, I had been told that there are switches that are specific to three-way, and that is probably the problem, but to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's entirely possible, but it's got to be opened up and take a look at what switch device is in there and then also determine if it's wired correctly, because it sounds like most likely it was incorrectly wired. It might have been that somebody, you know, replaced one of those switches at one time and just hooked it up wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I've done that myself just inadvertently. When I was painting, I recall, I took a switch apart to replace it from a toggle switch to a Decora switch. That's kind of flat panel kind.
Okay.
And I swore that I had gone wire for wire and got it right, but I didn't. I got it wrong, and it did exactly that. So I had to reverse some wires to get it working back again.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I got some research to do.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, soap, shampoo, water, tile. I mean, that's kind of a nasty combination, and they're all over your bathroom, so you tend to have a lot of accidents in that space. We're going to share some simple things that you can do to make the bathroom safer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy New Year, everybody. If you've got questions about projects you want to take on in the months ahead, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Trevor wrote in saying, we live in a ranch-style home, and our great room has cathedral ceilings. Can we fit them with crown molding? I don't know. I feel like, where would you put it?
Probably not. I mean, crown molding is gorgeous, but it's made to trim rooms that have ceilings that meet at a 90-degree angle, and cathedral ceilings sit well outside of that span. Another option that you could do, though, with a cathedral ceiling, although I will say it's probably a dated look, is to use those fake wooden beams. It kind of looks like an English Tudor house or a barn. When
right.
you're done, it can look like a – they come in foam or PVC, by the way. They're not really made out of wood these days. And you can design that ceiling to look like exposed beams, which can be kind of cool looking. But really, a simpler option is just to kind of reserve the decorative molding for the spaces below, the windows and the doors, and leave that ceiling alone. Because if you do try to put any kind of ceiling, even a band board around that sort of ceiling perimeter where the ceiling meets the walls, it's going to make the room look smaller, don't you think?
I think so. And I also feel like it's going to make like a weird lip or ledge. You know, and I guess it really depends on how high that wall is, like how obvious that would be, because sometimes cathedral ceilings like start at a lower point than 8 feet, you know, on the side. So it really depends on what that room is like. You could have a super tall wall and maybe it'll look great, but I just worry that you'll have an odd ledge and it'll be strange. It just seems like a weird choice to me.
Absolutely. The crown molding is fantastic for square corners, but for cathedral ceilings, not so much.
Not so much. But enjoy that big, awesome room.
Well, January is Bath Safety Month, and although there seems to be a month devoted to awareness for just about every situation, this one definitely deserves some attention. Falls at home injure millions of Americans every year, but Leslie's got some tips to help prevent those bathroom slips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, the bathroom, I mean, it's kind of a spot that's really prone to accidents. I mean, think about it. You've got soap, shampoo, all of those things are very slippery. You add water, it becomes more slippery. And then, of course, it's on tile. So it's definitely like walking on banana peels in there. But there are some simple things that you can change inexpensively to your bathroom to help make it a lot safer. Now, you can use a non-slip mat, or you can install adhesive safety strips or decals in your tub and shower. If you use a bath mat on the floor, you want to choose one that has a non-skid bottom. You can think about installing grab bars and shower stalls. Don't use towel racks or wall-mounted soap dishes as grab bars because they're not attached in the same way that a proper grab bar is, and they can very easily come loose and then you could fall. You also want to try to keep the floor clean and dry. Promptly clean up any grease, you know, like lotions or any kind of skin oils you might be using or water or any other spills, because they can be very slippery on the floor in there. If you use throw rugs in the bathroom or, frankly, anywhere else in your home, you want to place them over a rug liner or choose rugs with non-skid backs to reduce your chance of slipping. I mean, it can be a very common trip and fall hazard on those throw rugs. If you want some more ideas on how you can make your whole house safer, check out our post, Preventing Falls at Home, at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, the warm glow of a fire is definitely a welcome addition on a chilly winter night, but a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way to get the heat and ambiance that fire can bring. You can have all those same benefits of a fire without a chimney when you install a direct vent gas fireplace. We're going to share how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The 118th Congress gets its new leader.
Newly elected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy began his address to the House with a joke for Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, who earned unanimous support from his Democrat colleagues to be elected Speaker.
Hakeem, I've got to warn you. 2 years ago, I got 100% of the vote from my conference.
He made a promise to the newly chosen Democrat leader.
There will be times we agree, and many times we will differ. I promise our debates will be passionate, but they will never be personal.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency, calling out the National Guard, after the state says they've seen hundreds of illegal aliens enter the state and more vessels identified as potentially on their way. A ban on rapid-fire bump stocks has been blocked by a U.S. appellate court.
The devices enable a shooter to rapidly fire multiple rounds from a semi-automatic weapon after the initial trigger pull. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled 13-3. The ban was instituted after a sniper using bump stock equipped weapons massacred dozens of people in Las Vegas in 2017. At issue in the case was whether bump stocks should be considered machine guns under federal law. The current decision doesn't have an immediate effect on the ban, though, because the case now moves back to the lower court to decide how to proceed. There are conflicting court rulings on the issue, and the Supreme Court may ultimately decide the matter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
CES not allowing Russian exhibitors to display their products at the annual tech show because of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Some Ukrainian tech companies and startups, though, will display their gadgets at the Las Vegas show. That's expected to draw up to 100,000 attendees by the time it concludes on Sunday. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Technical issues helped inflation slow in Turkey back in December.
The Turkish Statistical Institute says consumer prices for the year rose by 64.27% in December. That's down from 84.39% reported in November. It's the second month in a row that inflation has eased after hitting a 24-year high of 85.5% in October. The fall is attributed to a base effect with a high index from a year ago, statistically bringing the inflation rate down.
Jeremy House reports the development could help President Erdogan's standings ahead of the elections, but it's unlikely to bring relief to households suffering from a cost of living crisis. The United States and Germany sending Ukraine military hardware and an array of armored vehicles, including 50 tank-killing Bradleys. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A 38-year-old retired NASA satellite is about to return to Earth.
NASA says the Sunday fall to Earth should not be a big concern, with the chance of wreckage hitting anybody being extremely low. According to the space agency, most of the 5,400-pound satellite will burn up upon reentry. The Earth Radiation Budget satellite, known as ERBS, was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Although its expected working lifetime was 2 years, the satellite kept making ozone and other atmospheric measurements until its retirement in 2005. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On the NBC, or on the news shows for Sunday, NBC's Meet the Press will have Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York. CBS's Face the Nation will welcome Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Makarova. And on ABC's This Week, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is behind the mic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi. Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
As we continue to follow multiple stories on Capitol Hill around the country and around the world today, we know that they're going to have a big January 6th anniversary event. We know it's a terrible day in American history, no doubt about it, but I've never seen a party take advantage of a bad incident more than the Democrats, CNN, MSNBC, have taken advantage of January 6th. Moment of silence on the House steps. The president's going to come by, and what they're going to do is try to say that every Republican was there and thought it would be a great idea to ransack the Capitol that day. No, that's not the case. I think they 100% overplayed their hand, but we'll deal with it. Also, it's important to find out there's other things going on to actually overwhelm that moment. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Title 42 or not, the border is not open. We will continue to fully enforce our immigration laws in a safe orderly and humane manner.
Right. HHS Secretary Mayorkas, a disgrace. Biden's border plan, a step in the right direction, but not the cure for border, which he broke. And by the way, he's just days from appearing at the border for the first time in his 50-year career. It'll be El Paso. We'll discuss.
Number two.
His cell phone pinged in the area of the crimes at least a dozen times before the attacks. Police also say that a white Hyundai was seen speeding away after the attack. From there, they were able to track that car's toll tag from Washington State all the way to Pennsylvania. There in Pennsylvania, they got a DNA sample from his parents' trash bin. That DNA sample linked back to the knife sheath.
There you go. A little bit of the mystery solved. Details of the murders of the four University of Idaho students were revealed in a courtroom yesterday when 28-year-old Brian Kohlberger made his first appearance as the accused killer. I will bring you the grisly details, even though we still don't know his motive.
Number one.
This is like the fringe. Right. This is not MAGA Republicans who are doing this. These are people who are so part of the right and so destructive that they're even beyond Trump in terms of where they are. And they want to burn the whole thing down.
Mark Thiessen, can't really say you're wrong. Breakthrough, though. That's the word coming from Kevin McCarthy's office after 11 unsuccessful rounds of votes over the course of 3 days in his quest to become speaker. The latest details are coming your way. And let's look at some of the details. First off, there's a deal cut. They said it's been on the table for months, according to the 19 that don't want to vote for him, even though he's got 200-plus votes. He doesn't have 218 needed. So what do the Freedom Caucus want? They want a motion to vacate just one person. So if someone stands up and says, I don't like Kevin McCarthy, I want to put it to a vote to oust him, like Boehner and Ryan and Hastert, whatever, put it to a vote. So he'll say, all right. He said no on five. Then he said yes. Then he said, now they said, do it on one. Okay. Doesn't mean he's out. But when they put it to a vote, it's going to be a delay of everything, almost like a mini impeachment. So another thing they want is 2 to 3 members of the Freedom Caucus on the Rules Committee. Okay. Votes on term limits. All right. You know, it's never going to pass the Senate, but go ahead, do it. And then the border security legislation. No kidding. Everybody wants border security legislation. He would not stop that. So basically, you have people who are never Kevin, like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert, who says, yeah, I don't, with a big smile on her face, doing CNN and MSNBC, I don't think I'll ever vote for him. Okay? We don't know why. Don't think so. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure no one's disputed this. It was he, Kevin McCarthy, backing the incumbent, Boebert, who provided money and support for her to win a runoff election that was too close to call and they would need a recount. But there is optimism that today they got this deal. And the way we understand from Ken Buck yesterday is the reason why you don't have a wearing down of that number is they all agreed, the 19, to vote as a block. Here's Kevin McCarthy, cut one.
Has it undercut your potential power of speaker?
I mean, has it undercut the power of all the other speakers?
It was used over John Boehner.
I mean, does that inherently mean that you would be a weaker speaker?
No.
It would only be a weaker speaker if I was a
traitor. So would he be a weaker speaker? Democratic Congressman Gallego said, yeah, he's going to make the job weaker forever. I don't really think so. You characterize it the way you want it, the way the party has it, the one you get support. Who other could get votes? Byron Donalds got a lot of votes. Jim Jordan, not a lot, under 20. Jim Jordan doesn't want it, but keeps getting votes. Mike Johnson is a dark horse. Jim Banks is a dark horse. Well, we'll see where we go. But I cannot tell you how tedious this is. I don't think it's a good process. I like a debate going back and forth and negotiation, but this could have been done weeks ago behind closed doors. Maybe a day, maybe a delay on a vote would have been interesting. But now it's so past that. So I thought Laura Ingraham did a good job engaging Matt Gaetz on why he's a never Kevin. Cut for it.
I wouldn't be betting on my vote for Kevin McCarthy under almost any circumstance. But it's important to note that all of those bullet points you just presented.
Wait, hold on. Wait, Ed, that's personal then. Made this very principled point. No. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I'm a man of principle, and I believe in X, Y, and Z, but if he gives me X, Y, and Z, I'm not going to vote for him. What?
Well, here's
How does that make sense?
Here's how it makes sense, Laura. Kevin McCarthy is the masthead of the lobby corps, and I resent the extent to which Kevin McCarthy utilizes the lobbyists and the special interests to be able to dictate how political decisions are made, how policy decisions are made, and how leadership decisions are made.
I wonder if this has anything to do with the allegations against him and didn't feel he didn't get proper backing. That's probably where most of it is, because also you have Matt Gaetz coming up and now fundraising off his stance against Kevin McCarthy, which many of you, I mean, I'm watching some of your responses. I hear it. A lot of people say, I really side with that 19, as if Kevin McCarthy is the problem, that was pro-omnibus, and he wrote that bill, and that came out of the Senate, that was passed by a simple majority in the House, but it was not one Republican voted for it outside, I think, Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican from Pennsylvania, but it was Kevin McCarthy's problem. Border security is an issue. Making the Ukraine money accountable. Keeping a close watch on it. I don't get it. I still don't get it. In the big picture, though, there's a lot of very smart people who think they're doing a great thing, making everybody accountable, making it more official before just automatically saying next man up. One of them that was asked to put it in perspective was Victor Davis Hanson. He's watching this 3,000 miles away. Cut 13.
If one of their people stood up, there's going to be 10 or 15 moderates who say that he's intolerable. I will not vote for him. And what's looming in the background of all this is somebody, either on one side or the other, is going to cut a deal with the Democrats to get the House working. And that's a red line. When that happens, you might as well give up, because you've just betrayed millions of voters. They have more votes in the popular vote for conservative Republicans than the Democrats. And you have an oath. You're bound to the people to get something done. And you'll break it. If one person makes a deal with the Democrats, then everybody's been betrayed.
The one who's getting the most votes every single time, every single Democrat, is Hakeem Jeffries, 12 times. I don't want to hear any more nomination speeches. We got it. I understand Victoria Spartz now votes present. She's the Ukrainian-born congresswoman who basically has been leaning on Kevin McCarthy to push for this funding to continue. A lot of Republicans don't want to do it. You would think that she'd be the last one to jump off his bandwagon, but she did. So what is to come? I think something gets done today. I don't think anybody wants to work through the weekend. I think that the never Kevins will probably be 5, 6, or 7. I only think he can lose 5. So if he gets up to 7, it's going to be a lot of pressure to get down. But right now there's 19-20, and there's power in numbers. Here's Brett Baer on what he thinks will happen today.
You're heading into the weekend, Friday, where there will be expected some members on both sides of the aisle that will not show up, will not be there for various reasons, absences. Remember, the Democrats every time, every ballot, have hit 212, the maximum number that they have, the votes. If there are fewer, it changes the math, and your magic number becomes less, and that is possible to then have that number as long as it's more than 212, but there will be some Democrats missing as well.
So if you get Matt Gaetz and some of the others, Norman, just to vote present, it'll got drop the number down. But if you go below Hakeem Jeffries, Jeffries becomes Speaker. Good luck with that. I'll take some calls on where you stand. A lot of people think they just love that what these 19 are doing. I don't. I think that a lot of this stuff could have been done behind the scenes. You wait a day or two, final thought. Think this doesn't look good on Kevin McCarthy for his purposes, because it shows you're not making your first deal, your deal, you couldn't pull off. How are you going to deal with a budget? How are you going to deal with Ukrainian funding? How are you going to deal with investigations? How are you going to deal with the lack of compliance when it comes to subpoenas? So to go against my argument, which I just did, Kevin McCarthy doesn't look good because he didn't get this deal done. And you know that Nancy Pelosi did a deal. One of the things she said to the squad is, I just need 2 more years. Give me 2 more years and I'm not coming back. And she held to her word and she got all the votes. So I think McCarthy wants more than 2 years. I think he wants to stay in the majority. Very often when you lose a majority, you go to the minority, you quit, like Denny Hastert did. But you know, Nancy Pelosi went to minority, says, I have nothing else to do. I only have a husband waiting for me 3,000 miles away with a hole in his head thanks to a hammer attack, which we still don't know details about. But at 82, I'd still rather be a backbencher. But that's the deal she cut. When we come back, these Idaho murders that has every college kid transfixed, because obviously people can resonate, especially if you have an off-campus housing in a place that you think is primarily safe. We have details from an affidavit released yesterday. We have a suspect as well. So we'll go into that. and then also discuss what's going on at the border. The president's going. Guess what? There's no Republican congressional travel group going with him right now. He's going to go by himself. And I think that's a mistake. I think Governor Abbott should really show up in El Paso and stay with him the entire time. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show, the Friday edition. Don't move.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The world's oldest pen pals make today's Dean's List. Jeff Banks from Devon, England, and American Celesta Byrne from New Jersey started writing to each other in 1938 when they were just 16 years old. It started out as an educational project that wanted to connect British and American students. 84 years later, at 100 years young, they are still writing letters to each other. Jeff is a former engineer that says he kept in touch during World War II. When he was serving as a mechanic. And then when email came around a few decades ago, they started communicating that way. Recently, the pair had their first official Zoom call. Jeff and Celesta say they chat about their lives and their families, never forgetting birthday cards and Christmas cards. They've met a couple of times when Jeff visited New York City when he turned 80, and then 2 years later when Celesta invited him to come to New Jersey to meet for lunch. Celesta and Jeff, thank you for sharing your sweet story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Call Me Cat star Mayim Bialik. Bialik stars on the TV show, also hosts Jeopardy, and hosts a podcast all about mental health, Bialik Breakdown.
I would like to argue that talking about mental health challenges is one of the best things we can start to do, you know, as a society, as a culture, and yes, as individuals. You know, I've been in therapy most of my life, and I kind of feel the way about, you know, mental health support as I do about religion and faith. If you wait until things are terrible to try and have a relationship with something that can be supportive, you have to learn that vocabulary and that language really, really quickly.
Musician Jewel was recently a guest on the show and got Mayim involved in the Not Alone Challenge through her Inspiring Children Foundation.
She's basically asking people to speak up about what they have, what they've been diagnosed with, or what their challenges are. And she literally said to me, just pick, because I know you have more than one. I said, yeah, you've obviously listened to my podcast.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And we know ahead of time, before I get into the evidence, Sean, is that on Reddit, he put something out saying, you know, I'm studying for my PhD in criminology. If you're a criminal, what did you think? How did it feel? He was collecting all of this information. And so we've got him casing, targeting the this home. We've got him returning to the scene of the crime. And what we've got is an eyewitness.
Yeah, you have an eyewitness. You also have the phone showing he's been there 12 times. He even came after the murder the next day at about 9 o'clock in the morning. And what you do is have, mysteriously, his dad flies out for him to drive back home. Really? Guy's 28 years old, needs to drive back with his dad. Don't you think his dad probably knew, logic would tell you, that something was up? And, of course, we're talking about the Idaho murders, this brutal, grisly situation where this guy, perhaps, maybe for the first time, if we're to believe some of the reports, this Brian Kohberger, as he sits in a jumpsuit now, extradited from Pennsylvania. He is now in Idaho. And it turns out that this guy, he seemed to fit the description of one of the roommates. One of the roommates came down and came front to face to face with a guy about 5'10", they say thin but athletic build, who had bushy eyebrows and was wearing a mask. Obviously, these are all clues. We had no idea. And when this roommate sees him on the inside of the house, goes back to her room and locks her door. She had said earlier that she said she heard crying and pleading, but she thought maybe it was on social media, perhaps. There's something really weird there. Obviously not a great decision. I understand you freeze when you see a would-be murderer or an intruder, but not to call for hours seems to me, from what I know, needless to say, odd. So at 4 a.m., this guy receives a Kernodal, one of the roommates, receives a DoorDash food order at the home. The surviving roommate, who ended up coming face-to-face with this guy, said she heard what sounded like gun claves playing with her dog in the bedroom. Obviously, there was something else going on. From 4 to 4:12, one of the roommates said this, who would later see him face-to-face, that she heard gun claves say, there's someone in here. So the roommate opened up her door and looked around a second time after she thought she heard crying from the adjacent room. Cellular records at 4:12 show Kernodal was using TikTok and therefore likely awake. This is the last precise timestamp provided from the home in the affidavit. A neighbor security camera caught a distorted audio of what sounds like a whimper followed by a loud thud. A dog can also be heard barking. The roommate opened up her door a third time and encountered the suspected killer that we all see in a jumpsuit right now. That was between 4:20 and 4:25. She froze. A white Hyundai Elantra, believed to be driven by Kohberger, was seen departing the area at that time. Police believe the crime would have been carried out up until 4:25. Why she wasn't attacked is odd, thankfully, but it's weird. You go and try, you kill four people, and then you see a fifth, and you keep walking? He also was heard saying, they overheard someone saying, you're going to be okay. When someone said, there's someone here, says, you're going to be okay. Obviously, nobody was. And now we have some more details. So, here's Brian Foley, former homicide detective, talking about the roommate that came face-to-face with the alleged killer. Cut 15.
There is only one person to be vilified here, and that's the monster that killed those four people. Hard stop right there. To vilify this witness is wrong. Look, you don't know how you're going to react in certain situations. As cops, we train for it, and we see so many scenarios, and we think of how we're going to react. The average person, you don't know how you're going to react. You don't know the scenario. You perfectly just described what that house was probably like. The movement after hours, you had an Uber or a food drop off at 4 a.m. from like a DoorDash. There's a lot going on there. I know witnesses that have lived with this, and it is an awful, awful thing to live with for the rest of your entire life. And I feel bad that she's in that scenario. It's horrible. That it's so easy to judge, and we all say how we would react. Bottom line, you don't know how you're going to react. There's one bad guy in this situation. He's behind bars.
No kidding. What we don't know is how he entered the house. We don't know whether anyone knew him, because we know he was stalking the house. And why he walked by one roommate at the end, and the motivation for the killing entirely. Jonathan Gilliam, Cut 18. He's a former FBI special agent.
These people are hunters. But I think in this case, what the evidence shows is that he was very interested in that neighborhood, specifically where that house was on King Street leading up to that time. You know, the way these things work out and the way these psychopathic killers work, that's just the way that they are. They're there, they're very aggressive, but they can be startled very easy. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that this guy has killed multiple people. We know that he stalked people or was at least going to a pub or a brewery there in Pennsylvania and was asking bizarre questions of women. So we know that he has a pattern of this behavior.
Evidently, he applied to intern with the police department. We know he was going for his PhD. We know that he was teaching a class, proctoring a class. We know he went back and taught after these murders took place. We also know that they were following him, and they had state troopers pull him over two or three times. They wanted to see, I guess, about his eyebrows now that we've read the affidavit. They also wanted to see his hands, see if there are any cuts on his hands. And you just wonder what the dad knew. So at least the victim's families would have a chance to get into that courtroom and make him uncomfortable every moment that he's still alive.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Quick and
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a happy new year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Talking about what's happening with the 28-year-old Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing those four Idaho students. And we're also talking about what's happening on Sunday in El Paso. I've not really discussed, and by the way, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Interesting thing that you're doing here. I didn't even know, and I know you have your clothes made for you, right?
Yeah, a lot of them, right. thanks to Fox.
You have, and this is a compliment, I'm just going to notice this, if you're not watching the stream, you have stripes that go across.
Correct.
And then when it comes to the sleeve, they go down.
Yes.
Have you noticed this, Allison? Have you?
There aren't many shirts that have stripes that go horizontal.
Like, yeah.
I picked it out. I can have my guy talk to your guy.
But, I mean, has this been done? Did someone say, whoa, let's put the brakes on this?
Well, mostly they say horizontal stripes make you look wider.
Yeah.
But don't we want that? I want to look bigger and wider.
Not in the Dan Marino before and after shots that we watch with Weight Watchers. But, well, we'll see. I'm just saying it's something noteworthy.
Thank you for your attention to detail.
Right. So today, you have a busy day.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on, just like you.
You're doing Dan's Bongino show,
Bongino
right?
show. I think Sean's show tonight. They're doing a live audience show.
9 o'clock.
A lot happening with the speaker's race, so we'll see what happens then.
Yeah, we'll see what's happening. But I think you're doing something else. Are you doing something else?
I've got a couple other private meetings, if you'd like me to open up my calendar
for
your audience.
Go ahead.
All right, we've got a review of how the New Year's Eve show went.
Really?
With a couple producers.
Who's going to go over that?
Brian Tully, Megan Albano, couple of producers here with a lot of sway.
We're actually going to do an after-action report?
We're doing an after-action to make sure next year's is even better than last year's.
Right.
I'm meeting with Steph Freeman. She produces Kudlow Show.
Oh, I'm going to be on that, too.
Just to catch up.
Just want to say hello.
Just to say hello. Yeah, I'm probably going to go talk to Gavin Haddon, who produces Fox and Friends, just to say hello.
Right. But you know, they know you're up to something when you walk in there.
So I try to mix it up so that every once in a while I'm up to nothing.
Got no agenda.
No agenda.
Then when you do go in
and
there.
And every third time there's a big agenda item that I'm trying to put.
Right. I remember the other day you came in. I think the headline was Too Much Will.
That was it.
Will Kane.
And today, I'm not going to say that.
Right. But the point was made.
Do you remember what I said about Will?
Right.
How many times? Limit his word count, please.
Right. And do you keep tallies, too?
Yes. That's right. Jennifer, my wife, your former producer,
right.
She at home tabulates every word stated on Fox and Friends Weekend.
And
we go over it when I come home, and we after action it. And then I send in my complaints.
And the other thing is, the big question is, do contractions count as one word or two words?
We go with two, when the other person is speaking.
Right. It's
because
two words.
It's two words. When I do a contraction, it's only one.
Right. Do you think Will's too deep a thinker?
He's a deep thinker.
Right.
Does it make you think, mind.
Yeah. Does it make you think when you answer, I didn't put enough thought into this, and I'm falling short?
Right. It makes me wonder, why don't I think this deeply about things?
Right. Anything.
Anything at all, as much as Will Kane analyzes.
Like Will said to me, and it was so true, like the fact that I'm still thinking about it, he said to me, when are you on the air? I thought it was building towards a comedy. He goes, oh, I go, I'm doing the morning show, and I do the radio show, and I got to hit it two. And then he asked me to fill in on the five. He goes, yeah, I can never do that. I go, he goes, because I need to step back and think about things. So I go, wow. So he didn't mean to insult me, but the more I thought about it, he's saying that I'm not thinking.
He's effectively said the same thing to me.
Really?
We'll bring up I want to get a pair of cowboy boots. He'll be like, wow, you got it. The history of cowboy boots. And I've thought about
it. Don't just get them.
Pointy toe, square toed, halfway toe, what shade, what leather. I'm like, yo, bro, I just want to get, like, walk into the store and grab a pair.
Right.
But that is such a wonderful part of Will Kane.
Right.
He just dissects everything down to the minutiae.
It's like, you could live your life wrong. I'm just going to tell you the right way to do it, which is my way, by outlining how different your life is than mine.
He had 20 resolutions for 2023.
Did he write? Are you kidding?
He listed them on
his
Instagram.
Were they personal or for the country?
Personal resolutions, 20 of them on Instagram,
right,
which I plan to keep a running tally all year long of how he's doing.
So I noticed one question that Will got out of that and I just give him so much credit. So they were talking about what happened with DeMar and his injury on Monday, and the whole country was praying for him. And Ainsley said, just tell me what your faith, what do you do with your faith? And he goes, Ainsley, I'm always looking to get better, but that's something I keep private. And I'm like, wow. Now, even in a Will Kane way, he kept it private in a classy way.
He did a nice job.
As if it's his fault. It's something he's working on.
It's true. He's very self-reflecting. I'm having a self-reflective moment here that maybe you like Will Kane more than you like me.
I would say this. I don't feel like you're judging me as much as Will does. Like, I feel like I could be myself. No, you don't expect me to have a deep thought.
Oh, so I'm a low expectation guy.
Yeah.
Easy to be around, like an old shoe.
Surfacey. Yeah.
Surfacey.
Like an old shoe that you're almost ready to get rid of. Right?
Yep. But you wear every day.
You wear every day. Because?
Because it's comfortable.
And you know it's going to be there.
Always delivers.
The worst is when you break a shoelace and you realize the damage on the eyelet on the other side, and you say to yourself, how do I ever get this through this small hole?
Well,
and I don't have a 1-800-DELIVER-ME-A-SHOELACE hotline.
What do guys like me who don't think that much? I just tie a knot on the end. And I say, you're never going back through that hole.
You mean you're a guy with military training?
Yeah.
Like you're in Iraq, and you're saying to yourself, my lace broke. You can't say, I got to call Amazon.
I need a new eyelet.
Right. You can't say that.
You just tie that thing in a knot and drive on.
That's why we have the finest fighting force. If you go to the Russians, wouldn't do that. The Russians would demand to go back.
They would say, and their commanders would say, what, you want boots?
Right. That's true.
The rest of them don't even have boots.
But both feet?
Both.
General, go ahead. I'm right behind you. That's what the Russians say, only in Russian.
Absolutely.
They've lost 18 generals.
I think
it's probably up to 23 now.
And they're bringing back, like, really obese guys who are in retirement.
Right.
Generals.
And prisoners. Who aren't fighting for the actual Russian force. They're fighting for the Wagner mercenary force.
The mercenary group.
So it's if Blackwater, now no longer existent, was leading us in Afghanistan and Iraq.
It was kind of the case at some point.
They did have some contractors. But they
had a lot of contractors at one point.
Right, but they would stay to fight with you, and it's not like, hey, I got a better deal, I'm going to Nambia. So, like, you know, they were Americans.
They were, and very committed vets, combat vets. I don't know how we got here.
I'm not sure.
But if I needed Will Cain to be a mercenary force for you and I, he would be there for us.
Nope, he'd think about it. And he'd go, let me see what that means. So here is, the audio's not great, but it sets the table. Kevin McCarthy on the chance of him being speaker today. Cut one.
Has it undercut your potential power as speaker? I mean, has it undercut the power of all the other speakers?
But it was used over John Boehner, so why would it cut
the action? We have been in this position since 1859. I mean, doesn't that inherently mean that you would be a weaker speaker?
No. It would only be a weaker speaker if I was a freak.
Who's that last word?
What was that last word?
That last word was so cute. Oh, afraid.
Afraid.
Right.
It sounds like concessions are being made. Sounds like I'd be surprised if he got it today. It sounds like today might be a whittling down of the 10 or 12 who are part of the 20 whose resistance are not as personal as that core 5 or 6, because it seems like he's meeting a lot of the concessions. I will say this. It feels like a lot of the concessions are a return to the way the House used to operate
right. Before
a lot of the power was consolidated in the Speaker's gavel. And in that sense, if we can get back to some regular order where there's transparency on bills, that's a good thing. So I'm not as pessimistic or disheartened by the fact that there's multiple ballots. Let it go on. It doesn't bother me. But ultimately, they're going to need to coalesce.
We need a house.
Kevin McCarthy.
We do need a house. It's not like it's even functioning with you. We don't need a house.
Clear. No. More bad ideas, more bad bills being passed out of Washington, D.C.?
Well, they're not all bad. I mean, I would like to see Mike McCall head of foreign relations. I want to see Michael Waltz in charge of armed services.
I do too, but they're all going to die in the Senate, and they're all going to be vetoed by Joe Biden. So nothing policy-wise is actually going to change. You can create a contrast, and you've had the power of the purse, so you have real leverage there. To me, it's the investigations of what the committees can do when they have those gavels. If that happens tomorrow, great. If it happens 2 weeks from now, that's fine. We've been waiting 2 years for this. We've been waiting another couple weeks.
Pete, I thought 2 days ago, I said it's going to go 19, it's going to go 17, it's going to go 12, and then we're going to see if we can get below 7. But then I heard this with Bill Hemmer yesterday.
I think there is an agreement. I think it's a reasonable agreement. And I think what's holding it up right now is there's sort of a blood oath between the 20 that they won't move until they're all ready to move. And so even though 9, 10, 11 of them may agree to this compromise that's been reached, I don't think that they will all move until they're all ready to move.
Interesting. I mean, you alluded to that this morning as well.
Congressman Buck.
That could be the case. I mean, hey, you...
So far, it looks like it's a case.
It looks like it may be the case again today. I just don't know. Point will be made. I have the same frustrations with the uniparty that oftentimes is the case in Washington, D.C. They see Kevin McCarthy as a reflection of that. I think he'll govern more conservative than most people think, likely because of this process, because of Trump, because of the pressure, and because you better create that contrast considering what the Senate and White House are doing right now. I'm just not worried. This is a lot of process and a lot of cable news. But ultimately, it's a good thing when parties have it out over what the future of that party should be. And people who get comfortable where they are made uncomfortable. I'm okay with that. I still think it ends with Kevin McCarthy as the speaker.
I hope so. And one thing, I guess they made a strategic error. He said, I'm not giving in anymore and I've earned it. I deserve it. That was the exact opposite of what the 19 wanted to hear. But every once in a while, I just got to remind myself, we're talking about one party. I keep thinking to myself, it's not the squad. You're not going against Nancy Pelosi. These are people that you've always wore the same jersey with. So it just shows you people, what they're trying to do on other channels and in almost every other printed page, is link January 6th, which today is, and the chaos in the House, saying Republicans are coming apart at the seams. Trump's party and power is falling apart. And they're saying the 6 was a culmination, and these people are – that small group is destroying the House right now.
I mean, that's nonsense. They want to tie anything they can to January 6th. But I think it's fair to acknowledge there is a real reckoning going on inside the Republican Party with real grassroots – call them MAGA, call them ultra-MAGA, call them conservative, call them Freedom Caucus, whatever you want – completely dissatisfied with the status quo base, of which many of the members of the Republican Party still are. You look at the condition of our country, you say getting along to go along the same way we did business is not going to work when you're $30 trillion in debt and your border's wide open. We better be willing to play real hardball. And their point to Kevin McCarthy is, are you ready to play hardball or are you not?
And they're all upset about the omnibus. Okay, but don't think for a second Kevin McCarthy was for the omnibus.
But that's Mitch McConnell's problem.
Right, but they keep saying, well, the swamp. And okay, all right. Swamp. The guy who tried to drain the swamp said, vote for Kevin McCarthy. His name is President Trump. And Boebert said, well, yeah, that's too bad. He's my favorite president, but he's wrong. And Gates says he's not great at HR. He doesn't pick the best people.
I like Gates' nomination of Donald Trump, though. I would like him to be the Speaker
on
of the
January
House.
6th.
I don't care what day it is.
But it is. It was January 5th.
It is January 6th. Fine. Make him the Speaker of the House today. Let him lead the impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. I would love it. It's not going to happen. That's the big problem of the holdouts, is they don't have a candidate they could ultimately coalesce around.
Right.
So they can resist, understandably so, for the reasons they've stated. But they're still beholden, and I don't like hearing the McCarthy defenders say, well, maybe it's time to cut deals with Democrats. That would be the worst idea. I think that's only to create leverage in negotiations with the other side as well.
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries said, no, just let them worry. He didn't even play the game.
Why would you play the game?
Right, but if I was him, I would say, hey, guys, I'm here. Obviously, you got a problem. Let's do a deal. If I'm Hakeem Jeffries, but he said, listen, let them work it out.
But they know Republicans know that's a political death sentence if you cut a deal with the Democrats to get the majority. I mean, talk about being primary. You are confirming that you are the uniparty.
So here's what Trey Gowdy said. He is optimistic. Cut nine.
I think progress is being made. I hope I'm not uncharacteristically optimistic in saying that. I mean, my friends tell me they're actually talking right now. So you got to whittle the 20 down. Look, Brett, the other night, four Republicans voted with Democrats on the motion to adjourn. You can just forget about those four. If you really are going to side with the Democrats and allow this spectacle to play out on primetime television, then you're not interested in what's best for the Republican Party. But that leaves 16, and I think Kevin's trying to pick them off one by one.
And do you know what his point was there? His point was you have to get the vote to adjourn. You can't just stop voting.
Yep.
And the fact that Republicans were saying keep voting when you knew it was just going to be the same result again, they wanted to adjourn. They expected Democrats to taunt them with it, but they have more numbers. So if you vote not to adjourn, you can't say you're serious about getting things done, as Trey Gowdy
said. Or they're serious about not wanting Kevin McCarthy. I know we've done 12 ballots. I was just watching America's Newsroom when I came up here. They showed the historical precedent of other Congresses much further back. 36 ballots, 72 ballots, over 100 ballots. We could have that kind of scenario where the heels are dug in and one of them's waiting for the other side to blink. And they don't. I don't think we should write off the possibility that we're here a week from now talking about the 34th ballot.
All right. So are you taping the show, Allison? Good. Because I'm going to say it's going to end today.
You're saying it's ending today.
I'm saying it's ending today.
I'm saying there's no chance it ends today.
You still taping, Allison? Okay.
Excellent.
We're going to be able to play this
back. I'm
going to
be back here on Friday right. next week, because I'm in for Steve on Friday next week as well. We shall play that clip, and I will bet you... I was going to bet you Bitcoin, but it's not worth anything anymore, so yeah. I can't do that. I'll just a friendly bet that they're still voting by Friday of next week.
Lunch after the show, after Del Frisco's.
Radio,
at Del Frisco's.
Lunch at Del Frisco's, loser pays.
Almost all of it. Including
all of
the
it.
Tip.
My drinks, too?
Right. Your drink. Well, that's tough. No one can actually pay for your drinks.
No.
That's why you have a tap.
That's right? Exactly right.
So you're looking just
exactly
to chip
right.
away at it, Pete.
Yes, every time. I've
back
got
in a moment.
Pay back.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Fall is in the air, and that means fall grilling with cookouts, tailgate parties, and so much more. Luckily, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall with their mouthwatering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Now is the perfect time to load up on all this incredible flavor and take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their Friends and Family Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com and stock up today. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life. Guaranteed. And don't forget to score that extra $30 off your order when you use SIZZLE at checkout. You won't come close to getting this kind of quality at the grocery store. Visit omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
Vitamin D is a nutrient your body needs for building and maintaining healthy bones. It also has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and neuroprotective properties. It has been shown to help fight off COVID and other respiratory viruses. Most people get the majority of their vitamin D from sunlight exposure. However, during the winter months, when the sun is not as strong, many people don't get the vitamin D they need to maintain adequate levels. During the darker winter months, it is important to increase your vitamin D uptake through foods rich in the essential nutrients, such as fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, and tuna, also egg yolks, cheese, fortified milk, and even mushrooms. During the winter months, supplements may be necessary to keep sufficient vitamin D stores in the body. Taken in appropriate doses, vitamin D is generally considered safe. However, taking too much vitamin D can be harmful, so be sure to check with your doctor before adding any supplement to your diet. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Michelle Randolph and Darren Mann of the new Yellowstone origin story, 1923.
It's so exciting to be a part of this world. I mean, it's so cool that so many people are so invested into this story and love it.
Yeah, I think it's neat getting to go backwards. Prequels are so neat to see where people came from as opposed to going forward. So it's pretty special. I love what he's doing with going back to 1883 and 1923. And then we get to do these cool period pieces too and dive into that and learn about our history.
Both shared what a bonding experience it was on set, from the location to cowboy camp.
Being in Montana on location was special because you felt so immersed into that world. And in cowboy camp, for sure, I mean, that's how you should start every job, because yeah, we all bonded so much and got so close quickly, which made the first day on set a lot less intimidating.
Absolutely. We were already all such great friends. We had suffered through our bodies getting beaten up on our 8-9 hours a day on horseback that we weren't used to.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I've traveled over 140 countries around the world. I'll paraphrase the phrase of my old neighborhood. The rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our jeans. If we do what we want to do, we need to do.
Exactly. So well said. Right.
Eloquent.
Yeah, right to the point. It reminds me of my old neighborhood, because we always talked about jeans and patches.
And the patches on the jeans were where you thought people were from? I don't understand. Is he saying because my jeans might say made in Bangladesh, then that's the only thing I think of?
I think you're actually thinking of, that's you talking supply chain. A couple of things. Every time he's off prompter, his people must just panic. Yesterday, he was asked about the border, and he stopped in the middle. No, he's asked about the standoff on speakers. And he said, he looked at Kamala Harris and said, what word am I looking for? He said, attention. Attention. So both of them make no sense together. This was such an opportunity for someone, a former attorney general, senator. You could be more supportive than Mike Pence and more powerful if she was competent,
if she was
good,
capable,
and she was supportive. Evidently, behind the scenes, she's not even, she doesn't feel she's supported. Horrible person to work for. And he couldn't be more disappointed, especially with the border. I mean, would you think about this? If you were her, he had the border, and he didn't do a good job, but at least he was flying around talking to people while making deals with Hunter. But he was doing it. She totally blew him off on everything she's asked him.
I guess. I mean, do you really think they had an expectation that Kamala Harris was going to secure the border? Or did they just toss the most difficult task to her because they said,
oh, you know what? I'd be in a jean shirt every day trying to... going out there, going, we got to get to the bottom of this with goggles on, a hard hat.
Reading books
in a
to
boat.
Actors.
Yeah, yes. The child actors.
Yes.
Who do we have on Sunday?
I don't know who's
and
on
Saturday.
The show. I don't know who's on the show, but it's going to be great.
I'm going to be on.
You're going to be on.
That was
so
your opportunity.
Excellent.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It took 15 rounds and several days, but the House of Representatives finally elected a speaker early Saturday. In what seemed chaos this week, Brian Westbury of First Trust Portfolio says he saw a clear message.
What I hear, you know, out of the corner of my ear, out of the corner of my eye, is we really need to stop the growth of government.
Westbury was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. New Speaker Kevin McCarthy says item number one on his to-do list when they get back is to repeal funding for 87,000 new IRS agents. President Biden will arrive Sunday in El Paso for his first politically thorny visit to the southern border after announcing this week new immigration restrictions. Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans will be expelled to Mexico if they enter the U.S. illegally. It's a major expansion of a pandemic-era immigration policy called Title 42. The new rules will also include offering humanitarian parole for up to 30,000 people a month from those four countries if they apply online and find a financial sponsor. Meanwhile, photos of El Paso on Saturday show a much different city than before the president announced his trip. Makeshift tents, cardboard housing, even migrants themselves have been removed from the streets that have been swept of debris and cleared of human waste. Good news on the labor front. America's employers added 223,000 jobs last month.
Last month's growth amounted to the lowest monthly increase in 2 years. It's also a sign that while the economy remains healthy, the Federal Reserve may still have to raise interest rates aggressively to slow growth and cool inflation. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%.
Jeremy House reports December's job growth capped a second straight year of robust hiring, yet the rapid hiring and hefty pay raises that accompanied it likely contributed to a spike in prices. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Providing free Wi-Fi for all passengers on most of its U.S. flights.
The airline will provide the service starting next month through a partnership with T-Mobile. By the end of the year, Delta plans to offer the service on more than 700 planes and expand free Wi-Fi to international and Delta connection flights by the end of 2024. Delta will use equipment from satellite broadband provider Viasat. Delta passengers will need an account in the airline's SkyMiles frequent flyer program to use the Wi-Fi service. John Scott reporting.
A new Alzheimer's drug is hitting the market with experts voicing a lot of caution. It's only intended for early stage patients, requires IV doses every 2 weeks, and comes with some safety concerns. It's also going to cost about $26,500 a year. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Drugstore chains across the country making slow headway on staffing problems. For the latest on the story, we turn to Julie Walker with this latest report.
Temporary pharmacy closures, lunch hours, shutdowns, and shortened hours are how drugstore chains are dealing with staffing issues. More than a year ago, a rush of vaccines, virus tests, and a busy flu season overwhelmed many drugstores. Some are offering signing bonuses and raising pay. One expert says there isn't a pharmacist shortage. Instead, not enough who want to work in high-stress environments. Walgreens is opening processing centers to help fill some of the routine prescriptions. CVS is trying to spread data entry and prescription verification work to different locations to ease the load at busy stores. I'm Julie Walker.
And you can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me? Because you're looking at the screen.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. It's going to be a big hour. Geraldo's waiting on board, just getting out of the shower. He wanted me to buy some time. Shannon Bream, the same Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday, chief Fox News legal correspondent. Amanda, we have a lot to talk to her about, as it officially, it's not only been her show for the last few months, but officially in 2023, to really take hold. As you know, it's a place to listen to and to go to as we come to you on a daily basis. But that show will be based now in is based in Washington. I think the only one based in New York City is the ABC show, which was a bunch of specials. So we're really catching up and finding out what's going on. Today's January 6th. We know there's all types of Capitol Hill marking 2 years since the January 6th riots. We also know the Democrats are going overboard. As bad as it was, I'm never going to make an excuse for it. You know about it in real time, said it then. Now they're trying to link all Republicans and the kerfuffle that they're having with naming a speaker to January 6th. Just like Ultra MAGA is a label that Joe Biden thinks he could market. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Title 42 or not, the border is not open. We will continue to fully enforce our immigration laws in a safe, orderly, and humane manner.
Yep, HHS Secretary. But Biden's border plan, a step in the right direction, but not the cure for the border, which he broke days from his first ever visit to El Paso. We will discuss.
Number two.
His cell phone pinged in the area of the crimes at least a dozen times before the attacks. Police also say that a white Hyundai was seen speeding away after the attack. From there, they were able to track that car's toll tag from Washington State all the way to Pennsylvania. There in Pennsylvania, they got a DNA sample from his parents' trash bin. That DNA sample linked back to the knife sheath.
Unbelievable, right? Mystery solved. Details of the murders of those University of Idaho students were revealed in a courtroom yesterday when a 28-year-old Brian Kohnberger made his first appearance in a jumpsuit. I'll bring you the grisly details, even though we still don't know his motive.
Number one.
This is like the fringe, right? This is not MAGA Republicans who are doing this. These are people who are so part of the right and so destructive that they're even beyond Trump. In terms of where they are, and they want to burn the whole thing down.
Mark Thiessen, that is the review of many people. I'm not sure what their approach is. He thinks he does know. Breakthrough. That's word coming from Kevin McCarthy's office after 11 unsuccessful rounds of votes in a quest for a speaker. The latest details coming your way. Geraldo, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch any of these procedures, but it's been like Groundhog Day. They have the vote. Nothing really changes. A few presents, a few for Jim Jordan, a few for Byron Donalds. And then we go back to voting again. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Can you put it in perspective?
Well, I think you have a real situation where radical, ultra-right-wing members, a handful of them, a clique of them, is holding the other House Republicans and through them the entire Congress of the United States, the government of the United States, hostage. I think it's really it's embarrassing. It's deplorable. It's you could go on and on with all of the the moaning and wailing. But Matt Gaetz and this crew of gangsters really are they're holding the government of the United States hostage. What are they going to get? What can Kevin McCarthy give them? It reminds me a lot, Brian. I was thinking about this. It's a lot like what's happening in Israel. In Israel, you have some ultra-religious, ultra-right-wing, a handful of them, that Netanyahu is bringing into the government because he needs them to make a majority. So they have disproportionate leverage over Netanyahu in Israel. That's where you're getting some of these far-out members of the Netanyahu government in Israel, much to the dismay of Israel and lovers of democracy everywhere. That's being played out here. I have no doubt but that eventually Kevin McCarthy will be sustained, and he'll give away whatever he has to get these 20. But the fact that they could hold the government of the United States hostage the way they have, it is so arrogant. Every time I see Matt Gaetz now on Fox or on C-SPAN, I say, "What the hell are you doing, you dope? What is this for? Your ego? What are you going to get?" And it's just so pathetic. It's so beyond anything rational, reasonable, or patriotic. It makes me sick.
Listen, I don't feel as strongly as you, but I do lean your direction. I just, if you have a different point of view, but you have a goal and a strategy, let's hear it. But just sitting there holding everything up, smugly talking to squad member Democrats who you have nothing in common with, just to kind of put it in the face of other people that believe that Kevin McCarthy is the right way to go. Well, by the way, this is all party politics, your party. Here's a little of the exchange last night with Laura Ingraham, Cut 5.
Great. I love President Trump. I defended him a great deal in Congress, but HR wasn't always his strong suit. You know, President Trump got us folks like Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr and Jim Mattis and Mark Esper, people who didn't always advance America First policy. So I think Trump has the vision. I do. I think President Trump is wrong to the extent that he supports Kevin McCarthy. I'm going to support President Trump if he or when he runs for re-election in 2024, but I'm not going to back him on this play.
By the way, I like all those guys. I love Mattis, love Bill Barr. Jeff Sessions always been classy. And Mark Esper did an admirable job. So I don't know what he's talking about.
And furthermore, you know, one of the great interviews we've seen on television in recent months, maybe years, is watching Sean Hannity with Lloyd Boebert from Colorado on Hannity's show a couple of nights ago. He is the most reasonable conservative. He's such a patriot, Sean is.
Yeah.
He's such a, you know, he's the best of conservatives to me. He's a, you know, he's reasonable, he's rational, he's fair-minded, and he was so flustered by her. He was so, what the hell are you doing? You tell me. All right, now what will make you move? What is it? I was so watching him. He's dear friend of ours. Love watching.
Hey, do you want to hear some of it?
Frustration.
You want to hear some of it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
You don't have the votes, and it's time to withdraw. He has 203. Your side has 20. Why is it time for him to withdraw and not you when he has so many more votes?
Well, Sean, he needs 218, and he does not have 218. We've been trying
neither
to work this
you.
Out in private, as you said, for months. But Kevin McCarthy didn't even want to listen to us until his disappointing midterm. We all want a unified party, but this isn't chaos. It's a functioning constitutional republic. When everything is said and done,
okay, I like the
House
cliche.
Republicans will be stronger and better prepared to lead than we ever have before.
And he went on, and she basically just comes out with rhetoric and what I think is almost something you see in a campaign trail going against a Democrat. But she doesn't understand that this is not a game. This isn't sloganeering. This isn't marketing. This is just decision making.
And that from someone who barely eked out a 0.3% victory in a heavily Republican district. She should have routed in that district. She barely won, to hang on by her fingernails, and goes and takes that that lack of a mandate and parlays it into all this attention. And how much of it is just for attention? I wonder how much of it is just, you know, to get their jollies. It's it's really pathetic.
So I was talking to Pete Hegseth.
I'm not amused by it.
I know that you also like Pete. Pete was just in here, and Pete Hegseth of Fox News, obviously,
terrific.
Said, I have no problem. He goes, I have no problem with this process. Let's just have it play out. Maybe he'll just be a more conservative, stronger speaker. And he does not say, and a lot of people don't have that much of a problem, not many, but a lot of people on the right don't have much of a problem with it. People that are upset about it, Mark Levin was upset about it on Sunday. You know, last week he's like, guys, what are you doing? Why is he not, you know, what do you mean you're going to stand in the way of Kevin McCarthy? And he took on Matt Gaetz. So when you have alienated Mark Levin and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, when they're not conservative enough for you, I think it's time to go to a therapist if you're a Republican.
I agree. And what's it going to say about the Republican Party? I am a Republican. What's it going to say about the Republican Party going forward to 2024? I mean, is this the way they're going to govern, where some highwaymen can stick up the whole government and hold it, in stasis when they, parade around posturing? Is this going to be every piece of controversial legislation? Are we going to be held hostage by, some buccaneers who I thought about this, I thought, what's it like? Where did I hear these phrases before? You know what? It's Marlon Brando in The Wild One. When confronted by a member of the community, said, "What are you rebelling against?" Brando says, "What do you got?" And James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause. These are rebels without a cause. It's like the Diary of a Mad Housewife, to continue the movie analogy. What's the point of this? Is this for the conservative movement? Is this going to, lead to a different government? Or do they want, as I started with that Israel analogy, do they want disproportionate power within their
rules.
Own caucus?
Well, within the rules
the radicals.
They do actually want that in the Rules Committee. But here's the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that a lot of people are pointing to Kevin McCarthy not showing great leadership for bringing this to the floor and lasting 11 rounds and not being able to take those weeks after the election verdict and do something, because they say that part of being a leader is not having this happen.
Listen, that's fine, but there's an awful lot of Democrats who were along with Kevin McCarthy. Everyone thought this was going to be a cakewalk. Everyone thought that this was going to happen. They were making some mutterings here or there, but they wouldn't dare, paralyze the government of the United States of America. But yeah, the fact of the matter is they have dared, and I fear that the hubris is the goal. It's not just the tactic. It's also the goal, just to disrupt, to delay, to distract. And I think it's really pathetic.
Well, when are you coming back for the five?
Next week. I'm going to do 4 days in a row the end of next week and the other side of the MLK weekend, and then the end of the month. I'm an old man. I can't. I can't be. After the experience I had over the holidays, getting a teenager from Tampa back to Cleveland, I don't want to travel so much.
Oh, she was stuck?
Yeah, stuck Southwest.
Yeah.
It was bad. Can I say one thing off topic? These Idaho murders. I love the cops. They've done a great job. They tracked them down. They got the DNA. But I think that there's going to be questions about what happened in that murder house after the confrontation with the eyewitness at 4 a.m. approximately. How come they didn't call the cops until noontime?
Great.
How come did they fall back asleep? What happened? What is the explanation for the survivors in that house not calling the cops for so long? I think that's a question that defense attorneys are going to be looking at.
I had one of the dads on today, and I debated on that question to him, but I don't want to create a rivalry between somebody in that house after all the tragedy. But I think it's going to be front and center soon, because we're going to be debating this question for a while. This trial is going to be out there. And this guy, just real quick, you sat down with Manson and so many other people in prison. Does this guy look to you, first blush? I know everyone's got a right to a fair trial. Does he look like a killer to you?
Absolutely, look like a killer. He meets the description. To me, I look at him and I say, this is the kind of guy that killed his mother.
Wow, because, up until this moment, this guy was going for his PhD at a prestigious university. So he was fooling a lot of people for a long time, perhaps.
He could be that clever. He certainly used his knowledge of criminology to try to cover his tracks. But he didn't count on is the dogged nature of cops when pressed, and the indelible proof offered by DNA. If your crap is on the knife scabbard, and it's also they got him. They got him. They got the DNA. I just want to know how they didn't get him at 4 in the morning.
Got it. Geraldo, always great. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, Brian, see you next week, buddy.
All right. He's Geraldo Rivera. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. We're waiting, I guess, within 2 hours. We're going to go back to voting. I think things are going to break today. What do you think? Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you've been injured in an accident and need cash now before your case settles, Oasis Financial can help. Last month, Oasis helped over 3,000 people. Why not you? If you have an attorney, call Oasis Financial today at 877-266-9107. It takes just 3 minutes to apply. And once you're approved, get $500 to $100,000 of your settlement in as little as 24 hours with no risk to you. That's right. Get $500 to $100,000 within 1 day. If you lose your case, you don't have to pay Oasis back, ever. So call Oasis today to see if you qualify at 877-266-9107. That's 877-266-9107.
Better days start today with the cash you need with Oasis.
Call Oasis today at 877-266-9107. Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. The opening guitar riff of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine is an undeniable classic. But how that riff came to be has been up for debate until now.
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
During a recent interview with radio rock legend Eddie Trunk, GNR guitarist Slash revealed that the story of the guitar riff coming from a warm-up exercise is simply not true. Slash telling Trunk that somebody came up with that story and it just sort of became one of those things. Slash explained he was sitting around the house where Guns used to live in 1986, and he came up with the riff messing around and putting notes together, adding it was a real riff, not a warm-up exercise. And just like other great tales of rock, they put it together, threw it on their debut, and the thing just took off. And now you know. Laura Engel, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. An article published earlier this month by Massachusetts General Hospital says while many healthcare workers try to treat patients with compassion and respect, a growing number don't do the same for their coworkers. Dr. Christine Porath is an expert in unprofessional workplace behavior and quoted in the article. She tells Fox News Digital there are too many healthcare workers and physicians treated disrespectfully, but that a majority don't report it because of either a feeling of hopelessness or fear. Dr. Porath also wrote a book called Mastering Community, The Surprising Ways Coming Together Moves Us from Surviving to Thriving. In it, she says bad behavior in the workplace can be traced to several factors, including the economic downturn, the COVID pandemic, the war in Ukraine, a lack of self-awareness, and an increase in the use of technology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Shannon Bream will bring us insight what's going on from the Capitol Hill perspective about the quest to get a speaker. And I think even Democrats are starting to say this is getting bad because I can't gavel in. I can't get to my office. I can't get my health insurance. I can't get an agenda, even though I'm in the minority. Mike, who's on WNDB in Daytona, Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'd like to provide the other side, Brian. I'm a conservative Republican out here, John Q. Public, and I love what they're doing. And I think at the end of it all, you're going to love what they're doing. Geraldo is, Mark Levin, Mark Thiessen, all you talking heads are going to like the fact that we're moving toward term limits and a balanced budget. But, Brian, I got a question for you. I saw where McCarthy has agreed that any one person in the House can challenge him to like a confidence vote. I want to know, Brian, and maybe you can find this out. If they do that, how many votes does McCarthy have to get to stay in? I think it's going to be a simple majority. I don't think he's going to have to go through what he's going through right now.
Right. Great point. This is how we think alike. I texted Chad Pergram this morning at about 5, and he wrote me back in. You know he's our expert. He said, simple majority, but depends on how they write it. So there might be something in there that says, that makes it harder. But, he's got to do something pretty extreme to get kicked out. So sign an omnibus bill, which he's never going to do. You know, one of the things said, come up with a plan for enforcing the border. Do you think for a second Kevin McCarthy would be against coming up with a plan for the border? And do you think he'd be against balancing the budget? Come up with it. They have a finance committee. Come up with an idea. Are you saying that you want Kevin McCarthy to make sure to sign off on it? Okay. Make sure that you think he's against balancing the budget? Show me a plan. As a speaker, you're not really drawing up those plans. That's supposed to, in theory, come out of committee. So the things, I just have a problem with the things they're complaining about. And you're not getting a guy from Mars that just got elected. He's been around. And as minority leader, if you were that disappointed, never knew about it until they got the majority. And it was pretty clear that he was going to be speaker. Everybody knew he was going to be speaker. The bigger question was, Keene Jeffries, would Nancy Pelosi step aside? That seemed to be very simple. But I appreciate your point, Mike. Always great.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And here's the thing also, which is the huge irony of this whole situation. The reason this House majority is so small is because we nominated too many candidates like Gates around the country. We nominated too many extreme candidates, and voters didn't endorse Joe Biden. They rejected a lot of Republicans because we chose badly. And because so many of those candidates lost, we have this small minority, small majority, which now empowers the same people who got rejected at the polls to the same lunatics to run the asylum.
And that's an exasperated Mark Thiessen. And you can't even say, and this is what people should keep in mind. People love to be counter-institutionalists. I understand it. We want to go in there. We want to go in there. We want to turn the table over. We want to flip the chairs. We want to change things to make it more efficient. Just so you know, you're going against Donald Trump, who actually started this whole thing. So you can't even say, well, X, Y, and Z, Brian Kilmeade, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, those guys are just anti-Trump. No. They're pro-McCarthy. Not really. Paul Ryan, I thought, did damage to the Republicans when he said, I'm quitting, just not for 2 years. So then he was basically not unmotivated and checked out. And Kevin McCarthy did all the work. Kevin McCarthy did all the fundraising. Kevin McCarthy did all the leadership training. Kevin McCarthy said, okay. And then sure enough, they lost the House as expected. Most people do, as Joe Biden just did. And then he went to minority, and then for 2 years, he almost came and took it back 2 years ago, and he took it back this time. Not that he deserves it, but if you had a major problem, I would have heard about it. I knew there were some people that were vote against him always, but yeah, you would have heard about it. I just find that people are getting off having the power to make the cameras come on and the attention come in. And this guy, Congressman Good, is raising money, as is Congressman Gates. Shannon Bream joins me right now. Shannon, I'm astounded. You know, I'm used to red and blue fights, and I'm used to disagreements among Trumpers and non-Trumpers. I'm not used to this.
Well, listen, you better get a Snickers, because the longest it ever took was 44 ballots. We're only about to go into 12 today, and who knows how many of these we're going to go through today.
But aren't we talking about 1850?
Yeah. It's been over a century, but this vote has made a lot of history already. So I think we're all praying we don't get to 44. They hit 12 at 12 o'clock Eastern today. And have they made enough progress overnight? I mean, I've talked to folks who were part of these conversations who say they feel like there's a big chunk of that 20 to 21 who have not been voting for McCarthy who's ready to move. They want to really pin down the details. But, you know, we've got this handful that say no matter what he concedes to them or promises him, they don't trust him and they will never vote for him. So he's got no margin for error here.
By the way, I'm just seeing this now on a separate note. Damar Hamlin FaceTimed into the team,
yes,
Bills team meeting today. He got the breathing tube out. Yesterday he was able to write, and they said that they don't see any nerve damage right now. So it's pretty amazing.
It is. You know me. I'm a person of faith. I believe in the power of prayer, and he's been getting prayers from all over the world pouring in. He's had an excellent medical team. People who did all the right things were told from the very moment that he collapsed. So I think there are so many good things working in his favor. He's a young guy. He's, you know, a professional athlete. But I love to see how this has kind of brought people together. They don't care about party or anything else. Like, people are pulling for this young man, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
I'll take another step. It's not even football fans. It's not,
right?
It's not even saying,
exactly.
Oh, Cincinnati Bengals, their opponent. No, it's not even football. Okay, that's a big deal. All football. The biggest names all commenting, fine. But now the whole country, so people who never watched a down of football,
right,
are saying, well, I'm pulling for this guy. I can't believe this happened. And, you know, on Saturday, we're going to have the family on that may have experienced the same thing that that he experienced when he evidently got hit in the chest, this is preliminary, at in between beats at exactly the wrong time that sent him into cardiac arrest. It happened to a 14-year-old lacrosse goalie when he got hit in the chest with a ball. Unfortunately, no one knew what happened, what was happening, and he passed away, but they've made it their quest to find out what happened. And since that time, there's defibrillators on every sideline, big game, small game, big baseball, football, wherever parks you go to. And obviously they were there with the number one game in the country, the most well-financed, profitable game. They had the best doctors on board. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a single game without an emergency, without a hospital, ready to accept any player who gets hurt on the field. So they hit it. They were all ready to go, mainly because of this family and what they experienced in 1997.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to see how there can be silver linings and benefits from such tragic things that, you know, people pay it forward, whether it's looking for a cure or making sure that another situation doesn't repeat the way that it did before. For one family's tragedy can be a beautiful thing for other people. And I think, too, this points to what we think is the best of sports, what it can do for us, that it distracts you from your own fights and worries and Twitter battles and everything else. Like you said, this is outside of football fans, too. This is the highest calling, the best, I think, of what we see in sports, in that it can take us away from our own selves, our own, you know, fights and everything else, to say, hey, we are pulling for this young man. Everybody is on his side. Everybody is cheering for his recovery. And it kind of brings out the best in people, which I think is what people want sports to be more about, that less about politics and a division, and more about unity and rising above.
Yeah, I would think so, too, because for the longest time, the only time we talked sports for people that didn't care about sports was because people were kneeling during the national anthem. And then we talked about, well, you don't understand, you know, whether it's Kaepernick or something else. You don't understand the black experience, the white experience. You don't understand what it's like to be a player but be rich but not be respected. And we're getting deep into things we never thought we were going to get into, and we're asking athletes to comment on it. This time, something organically happened, short of tragedy, but certainly calamity. And then people rally around it and did something I never thought I'd see possible outside some type of terror attack, and that is stopping a game. And they're just going to, and what they're going to do is fascinating. I think they're just not going to play it. And when it comes down to seeding the teams to see who the best and the worst is in terms of who makes the playoffs, they might play it in a neutral site, knowing it's inherently unfair. Here's Josh Allen yesterday, the outstanding quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, cut 30.
Mario talking to us as a team.
That's the father.
And the things that he kind of told us and really didn't tell us. He demanded us. You know, and you can't not honor his request to go out there and charge forward, you know, to the best of our abilities. And obviously we'll be playing with, I guess, less heavy hearts now, knowing that, you know, today's news was a lot of tears of joy, I'll tell you that. But to know that that's what he wants, that's what his dad wants, I think guys are excited to get out there.
And then that was yesterday. When it turns out that he wrote that, did we win? And then today, just while we're talking, finding out he FaceTimed into the Bills locker room. So they're going to play the Patriots this weekend. A lot of people, I think, are going to be very relieved to think that he's actually talking. And who knows, at 24 years old, if anyone can recover, it could be an elite athlete at 24 like he is and maybe walking around a hospital. So, Shannon, in the big picture, I'm optimistic something's going to happen today just by reading between the lines and texting with people. What are you hearing about being the speaker race?
Well, like I said, I have heard from people who feel like there was movement overnight, that there were some concessions and things that really they wanted nailed down. They want them on paper. They want solid commitments. But that a chunk of that 20 to 21 who have not been voting for McCarthy are moving. But you have that handful that says never going to move, no matter what. And that presents the real problem for him. I think he has to show some kind of progress, some kind of momentum today. Even if he doesn't get to the 218, I think he's got to show that he's actually moving in that direction. And so we'll see. We start again at 12, but there are some people who will never come to him. So can he move enough people with promises for things that they want to see?
How does it look? Some people say this is the worst basic embarrassment. Other people say this is democracy in action.
Right.
How does it look, Shannon?
Listen, I think we're way farther inside of it than the average American has no idea this is actually happening. And I don't think that they're going to be very concerned. But there are those who say, listen, you can't get anything done on the Hill unless these people are sworn in and can actually start doing something. I think in 6 months we will have forgotten about it because everybody's memories are so short, especially when it comes to politics. But there are genuine conversations happening here in Washington about, okay, what is the plan B? Is it Scalise? Is it Jordan? Could they get people, 218 of them, to coalesce? They're having those conversations because without some progress today, they've got to start seriously thinking about other options.
So here is Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar with Neil Cavuto yesterday, and this is one of the reasons why I'm optimistic as I heard this. Cut six.
I'm sure that within the next 24 hours, something is going to happen. I've been, as a good journalist, you know, I did this for 35 years. I miss it. I have been talking to everyone, including the 20 holdouts, and I'm saying, hey, what is it that you know that I don't? And I hear that within the next 24 hours, something is going to happen.
So that's 24 hours. That would be now. And I don't think people want to give up their weekends. Also, Shannon, do you know, I mean, Brett was briefing me a little bit, so was Chad, about what is not getting done and what is not allowed to happen because there really is no House right now?
I mean, right now some of it's wonky because this would be when they get a speaker, everybody gets to get sworn in. That's not happening yet. But it would be about committee assignments, subcommittee assignments, that kind of stuff. But we're getting close to the cliff where you're not going to actually have a functioning Congress if you don't get people sworn in. They're not yet to, you know, hashing out legislation. That would be another couple weeks down the road. But just the basic functioning is not happening right now. Now, some people say, great, that's exactly what we want to do. That's why we are kind of the fly in the ointment to get this thing done and to make sure that our voices are heard at the table. But, you know, a lot of it is just procedural at this point, but you're getting very dangerously close to where you're going to be beyond procedure and you're actually going to be, you know, getting to real life things. And speaking of real life, there are members here. One of them, his mother died this week. He wants to go home to her funeral tomorrow. One whose wife has a brand new baby. He'd like to get home. Others have, you know, real health issues and loved ones with health issues. This is impacting everybody, but not one person can leave Washington because every single one of these votes on both sides of the aisle is critical.
Have you? I know you watch the show Saturday Night at 8 and then my repeat at 11, One Nation.
I love it.
Right. Now, how does that get you ready for your show? And have you picked out guests that you want to share with our audience?
I don't watch a repeat at 11 only because I'm supposed to be sleeping at that point. Oh. The 8 is solid and it's show prep and has to happen. So, you know, we're not moving off of that. I don't care if I get invited to the White House or to Brett Baer's house, whatever it is. I'm not going at 8 o'clock unless they're going to be playing you when I get there. And sometimes right. at the White House that happens.
What's nicer, Brett Baer's house or the White House?
Listen, Brett Baer would definitely be playing you, but sometimes the White House is playing you, too. They got to know what's going on in the world,
exactly.
And that's why you watch Kilmeade on Saturday night. We've got Jim Jordan with us exclusively on Sunday. So, listen, he is one of the names that's being floated here in Washington that could possibly coalesce these groups. Is he Speaker Jordan by Sunday? I don't know. You're going to have to tune in and find out. But we're also going to talk to him about all these investigations that the House GOP is planning. Is that going to be a net positive or negative when people are dealing with inflation and all this other stuff? Do they care about Hunter Biden and all these other things that Republicans said they're going to investigate? So we'll talk to him about that. And, of course, we've got folks at the border with the president finally getting down there on Sunday, and we'll hash that out, too.
Incredible. A lot going on. It'll just be great. It'll be great to watch your show and find out the latest. Shannon Bream, thanks so much. You are the host of Fox News Sunday.
I'll see you Saturday night and then on Sunday. And guess who's joining me on the panel Sunday? The one and only Janice Dean.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be great. She could do
we
it at all. She's
you.
Fresh
you,
off from her bull riding expedition at Madison Square Garden.
Right. You've stiff-armed us, but we're still trying to get you on the panel, so we'll keep negotiating with your people.
I was on your panel. I just wasn't in person.
We need you in person. Stat.
Shannon, thank you.
Bye.
When we come back, the lines are jammed. I'm going to go to you guys. I know you have a lot to say, and many of you disagree with me, and that's fine. Makes it a better show. Brian Kilmeade.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Let's go right to the phones. Robin listening in Jacksonville, WOKV. Hey, Robin.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, Matt Gaetz. What else? He's infuriated me. He's trying to raise money off of this.
He is. I got the email this morning.
I got a couple of them yesterday, and I got a text, probably because I supported him before. While I'm not in his area, I kind of do that with various candidates around the country as opposed to handing money over to the RNC, but I'm so disappointed. I was okay with it the first day. I was thinking, all right, big protest voice, but now I just think it's past the point of ridiculousness, and I really hope somebody primaries against him when he runs for office again. And I guess he's starting yesterday trying to collect money, but I don't find his antics or Bobart, any of them, helpful in any way. And if I was a person who was just elected into that body for the first time, I'd be knocking on his door every day.
I know, but Robin, a lot of people, this guy is making money off it, believe it or not. And if it ends, he's never going to vote for him. What they want to do is get him to vote present, I guess. So, and by the way, he has all these statements where Kevin McCarthy's owned, bought and sold from the special interest groups. Why was he okay to be minority leader if that was the case? Why was it? And nobody was complaining. And I don't know that to be the case. But when you are a leader of a party, you do have to talk to corporate America. You still are being outraised in every market in the country by every Democratic candidate in the country. So you do have to talk to lobbyists, no doubt about it. Brooke listening in Oklahoma. Hey, Brooke.
It's actually Brock. But anyway, my question is these 21 people that aren't voting for the anointed one, what makes their voice invalid? Are we just supposed to get in line and shut our mouth and vote for the establishment? Point is, it's working exactly as our forefathers designed. It's a glorious day. It's fantastic. We're actually having debate on the House floor. Bottom line is,
there's no debate. There's no debate.
No, but yeah, there is. Yes, there is.
No, a bunch of speeches.
We're finding out about it. But the point is, McCarthy doesn't have the votes. Why is he putting us through this? Oh, and one other thing, too. The red wave didn't happen because of the RNC leadership.
You know, that's what a lot of people think. There should be change. There's a lot of theories out there. Number one is abortion. I think Trump was right over the weekend when he came out and said, listen, Roe v. Wade is something every conservative wanted to do. They finally overturned it, and they ran and hid. They didn't have a message for it. And it resonated with a lot of young people, and it brought a lot of people out. And that was the rebalancer. But guess who delivered the House? Kevin McCarthy. And guess who has over 200 votes? Kevin McCarthy. Nobody else has him. If he stepped aside, would Scalise get it? Maybe. But there's no difference between the two. They have different approaches, but they have the same beliefs, and they'll all have to sacrifice a lot of their conservative views for moderate Republicans with a slim majority. And then the other one would be Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan legitimately doesn't want anything to do with it, Brock. He'll be on with Shannon this weekend. Mike, Fox News Radio, Glendora, California. Mike.
Good morning, Brian. You're still not in L.A. On a radio station. That's bad. I want to find out, are these rules changes going to be binding past the Republican Congress? And how many votes is it going to take before you put your name into the till?
Next one. Will be speaker, and I'm going to make my move, Mike. And as long as I have your support, I'll have an L.A. station sooner than you know it. Thanks so much. Mike, listen to the Fox News Radio app, and I appreciate that loyalty. Keep it here. Don't forget, One Nation, which I'm hosting, 8 o'clock Saturday Eastern time, Brian Kilmeade Show, 5 o'clock on the West Coast time. Huge roster and some breaking news along with it. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halotherapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.